Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Repeat after me. I, Barack Hussein Obama, do solemnly swear.
I, Barack Hussein Obama, do solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully execute.
That I will faithfully execute.
The office of President of the United States.
The office of President of the United States.
And will, to the best of my ability.
And will, to the best of my ability.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
It is the Savage Nation with the last
United
word
States.
On the inauguration.
The
welcome
States.
To the program.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Welcome to the program. The phone number is 855-400-7282. Look, it's the best of times for the radical fringe that put him in power. It's the worst of times for the most productive, highest tax-paying citizens, as well as for the youngsters in America who strive to get ahead through equality, not government-forced affirmative action. We've gone from MLK Jr.'s I Have a Dream to Obama's I Have a Scheme. He crows about killing Osama bin Laden and tells us he's a great commander-in-chief. With a little help from his friends, he gets higher and higher and higher. Yet he was also commander-in-chief when 38 Navy SEALs died in a single chopper crash last year or the year before. You forgot it because of vermin like Wolf Blitzer who have buried it. 38 Navy SEALs, 23 SEALs, Rangers, and others died in one crash, killing more Navy SEALs in one helicopter crash than all the SEALs that ever died before in all of their missions. And all we hear about is the getting of Osama bin Laden. Let me tell you something. I haven't forgotten that event. In fact, I dedicated my new novel, A Time for War, which is coming out in a month, to those Navy SEALs. You don't know that. It's about the Chinook crash. The whole novel is built about it. I'm the only one in the American media who remembers that crash. Boy, have we gone from I Have a Dream to I Have a Scheme. So we have an inauguration. Do you know what the word means? Well, I have a dictionary I love called the Concise Etymological Dictionary of the English Language by Skeet, which I've told you about for 15 years. Inaugurate. Inaugurate, from the Latin, to practice augury. You know what augury is? Auguries, ancient Roman priests, soothsayers, interpreted the will of the gods by studying omens. And an augur was looking into what would happen in the future. And that's what an augur was, inaugurate. So let's apply it to Obama. What does his inauguration augur for the future of America and the future of the world? Huh? Do you think you know? I think I know. I woke up kind of very nervous today thinking about this man. I'll ask you a question to help us get to that answer today on the Savage Nation. Do you think Obama tried to unite a divided country or attack his critics? 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. It's a simple question. Also, veterans, how do you feel today with Obama as commander-in-chief presiding over the invisible war, as I call Afghanistan? There are men fighting and dying. Their wives, their children are here in America waiting for them to come home. And because of the wonderful stenographers in the media, we don't even know we're at war. Veterans, how do you feel today? You can call this show and tell us. The rest of you, how do you think Obama did today? Did you think he tried to unite a divided country or attack his critics? There are many other things that I'd like to talk about. For example, today is the day that's normally celebrated as the day of Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday. It really isn't his birthday. What they did was they stole Washington's birthday, Lincoln's birthday, which was combined into President's Day. They threw away Washington and Lincoln and forced us to worship Martin Luther King Jr. And I will go on record saying what I've said for many years now. It should not be dedicated to Martin Luther King Jr. It should be Civil Rights Day. If Martin Luther King Jr. was a great civil rights activist, then call it Civil Rights Day. Why glorify one man by burying others? At least that's one man's opinion. But something strange happened today. Something strange happened on the way to the inauguration. Do you think, as I do, that Obama has tried to trump Martin Luther King Jr.? Do you think that Obama would like to see Martin Luther King Jr.'s holiday disappear and it become Barack Obama's second inauguration day? Because that's what it sure looked like to me. It sure looked to me like the umbra was cast over Martin Luther King Jr. for this wonderful man from wherever he's from. Yes, it's another boring day of rhetoric to most Americans, and it is the best of times for the radical fringe and the illegal alien lobbyists, the big corporate pirates who put him over the top. But it's the worst of times for the most productive, highest tax-paying citizens, as well as young people who are just starting out in the job market or entering college, who strive to get ahead through equality, not government-forced equality, better known as affirmative action. He crows about killing Osama bin Laden, and the media tells us he's a great commander-in-chief. Yet Obama was also commander-in-chief when 38 brave men died, 23 SEALs, I believe, in a single chopper crash. You don't even know about it. And yet I dedicated a time for war to those Navy SEALs. I will read the opening to that crash on the Savage Nation as you call me at 855-400-7282. By the way, you're listening to The Last Word in Talk Radio, The Savage Nation, now on 177 stations across the country, from San Francisco to Maine, New York City, WABC, San Francisco, KSFO, Texas, KLIF, and I will read all the other top stations, medium stations, and smaller stations as I go along. I dedicate this book, A Time for War, to the Navy SEALs who died, because my heart was broken, not only that they died, but that the media buried the death. I still don't know who put them all in that Chinook helicopter, and so I constructed a novel about who might have done it. I constructed a novel about how that helicopter was shot down. Remember when it happened? It was shortly after the victory over Osama bin Laden. Well, the very same SEAL unit was put into a single old helicopter and sent into a hot combat zone and shot down by a rocket-propelled grenade. Navy SEALs died in that. You didn't know about that. Same SEAL unit. Were they sacrificed by someone inside, an enemy within? Perhaps the same enemy within the military that sent Iran our latest drone? Did you forget about that activity during the great commander-in-chief's tenure? You forgot about the fact that our most advanced drone with the most advanced technology, either accidentally or on purpose, was sent to Iran and landed without a scratch? Without a scratch, our greatest and latest technology handed over to the Iranians. Do you think someone in the military sent it to them as a gift? Somebody at the Kennedy School of Government? Somebody in the Office of Naval Intelligence hired? Oh, you don't watch Homeland? I watch Homeland. And you say it can't happen here? Let me begin with the prologue. It's only 2 pages long. A Time for War by Michael Savage. You can buy it on Amazon.com right now. Tangi Valley, Afghanistan. Chief Petty Officer James Grant sat on the rattling red canvas seat among 38 of his fellow SEALs as the CH-47D Chinook slashed across the dusty valley. He didn't really see the men sitting across from him, wasn't aware of the white sunlight coming through the big windows, washing color from the cabin, save for the bright red, white, and blue of the flag stretched across the roof 3 feet above him. Some genetic part of him was always aware of Old Glory, wherever he was. Wherever it was, however small or large, whether it was a grocer's lapel pin or high in a staff. But right now, ferrying the quick reaction team to a firefight, James Grant wasn't thinking of the present. He did what he always did when the uncertainty of the war closed in, when nothing was guaranteed but the present, this moment. He went back to his one pure and perfect time, the 13th of May, 2010. And then he talks about when he joined the SEALs. It was a tradition begun by his grandfather in 1963, a year after the Navy's Special Operation Force was founded. Taking a bride was part of that big holy deal, as his own father had once described it. You wed, you wore your country's uniform, and you served God by doing both. That was the proud Grand Way dating to the French and Indian War and Major Richard Grant of the Virginia Militia. An only child of an only child, James felt a particular pride in being the standard bearer for a generation. The shrill clipping sound of the Chinook's wings edged into his mind, Chief Petty Officer Grand willfully held on to the image of Jeannie in her simple white gown. But the smile lasted only as long as a heartbeat. A moment later, the Chinook made a sickening drop that kicked Grand's entire body up against the padded roof of the cabin. There were shouts, but they were just words. Power! Down! Christ! His body, along with those of the other men, didn't come down until the helicopter did, smacking the barren ground like a monstrous fly swatter, the fore-and-aft rotors springing earthward and then up before settling into ugly, still-twisting shapes as the cabin collapsed beneath them. Sand billowed from the impact zone, followed by a fanning array of sparks. Then they were swallowed by a massive red-orange fireball that punched from the olive-green chopper to both sides of the valley before the wreckage had even settled. The flames rolled back, seeking something to burn, as black smoke churned upward, driven by the dying turns of the rotors. A grand tradition perished in an instant, along with 39 lives and countless futures. That is a fictionalized version in my novel, A Time for War, of what actually happened under the great commander-in-chief, Barack Obama, only you don't even know it. And in my novel, I fictionalize who crashed the helicopter and how it was done. Go to Amazon and read more and buy it. Make a testament to those who died. Make a memorial to those who died. And send a message to Washington that you're not as stupid as they think they are. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, welcome to 2013. This is year five of trillion-dollar deficits, year five of negative interest rates, year five of the Fed trying to pump up an economy while politicians stab it to death with higher taxes and massive new regulations. This is absolutely insane. It's like watching a slow-motion wreck. We are not a crash dummy. For over a decade, I've offered you an option that has increased in value over five times since 2002. Gold, gold, gold. Politicians thrive on keeping Americans in a perpetual state of emergency and fear. Not me. I'm informed. I'm reading The Great Debasement by Craig Smith for peace of mind. So protect your family. Get a free copy. What do you got to lose? Call 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN for the simple truth. Get a free copy of the book. Call 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN. Why don't you let me, Michael Savage, and Swiss America help you before these idiots in Washington destroy our children's future? Call 800-289-2646. Don't be a crash dummy.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Yes, if you're traffic, new problems getting into Berkeley, westbound 80 Gilman Street. It's a crash, three cars, second lane from the left block. Traffic continues slow as you head down towards the MacArthur Maze. Biggest delays continue to be southbound 880, earlier problem at A Street. Finally, all taken care of. The traffic is not slow and go from Highway 980 in Oakland down to at least Highway 238. And in Marin County, northbound 101, Tiburon Boulevard, stalled car, right lane is blocked. I'm Dave Fouts, Shot Talk 560, KSFO.
The best damn morning show, period.
Do you know how they oftentimes euthanize huge whales?
It rhymes with Tom.
Yeah, here, Timmy the whale, this will be your last meal. Just chomp on this. Or maybe they just put it down the blowhole of the whale.
They clog the blowhole with TNT.
Clog the blowhole!
It's hot! Doc, hit the deck!
Weekday mornings at 5 on Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
You know the TV show where some lucky family gets a complete home makeover absolutely free? I'm Larry Green, CEO of System Pavers, America's number one installer of interlocking paving stones and outdoor living systems. Well, System Pavers is offering a free outdoor living space designed to all listeners who respond to this ad right now by calling 877-PAVE-002. Our design consultant will come to your home, shoot photos, and design your dream exterior oasis, complete with digital renderings, absolutely free. A landscape architect would charge thousands for a similar design. This season, love your home again with our beautiful interlocking paving stones, SP turf, fire pits, custom built-in barbecues, and wonderful outdoor lighting. Act now and take advantage of our most aggressive pricing ever, and with your good credit, get 12 months no interest. Remember, this incredible free design offer is available to all listeners right now. 877-PAVE-002, 877-PAVE-002, or click systempavers.com.
Now's the time.
Now's the time to make a difference.
Now's the time to do what's right.
To help a family.
Now's the time to volunteer.
To make a commitment.
To make new friends.
To make dreams come true.
To help a child.
Now's the time to help Habitat for Humanity build hope and change lives with a family in your community or around the world.
Now's the time.
Now, more than ever, help build it.
Visit Habitat.org.
So does the rest of the economy. CSX trains are the most cost-efficient way to move goods to market. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
If talk radio came with a warning label, listen before it does. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Inaugurate, to practice augury. Well, let's practice augury together. What does Obama's inauguration augur for America and the world? Do you think Obama tried to unite a divided country or crow over his critics and those who voted against him? If so, how? Also, veterans, how do you feel today that we are still at war and no one talks about the silent war in Afghanistan? How do you feel about the pomp and circumstance, the expense of this royalist inauguration at a time of such unemployment and uncertainty? They print money to put on this royal fest. The man could have done it quietly, couldn't he? If you were going to have a wedding for your daughter and you were bankrupt, would you put on an affair like this? If you were a drunken person, yes. If you were Bernie Madoff and you're practicing a Ponzi scheme and you took it from others, you'd put on a $20 million wedding for your daughter. But if you had no money, what you'd do is you'd hold a wedding in the quiet little wedding somewhere. You'd do a quiet little inauguration, and you'd come out somberly and tell the people, look, we can't afford a fancy one, so Michelle and I are foregoing it, and we're going to get on with the people's business. Thank you very much for electing me. That would have been appropriate. At least that's one man's opinion. Isn't it interesting how all of the communist left celebrates splendor when they have the power? Well, that's because power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. Just take a look at Obama's face and you'll know exactly what absolute power looks like. But what do you think is the question? The phone number here is 855-407-2822. I also read to you from my new novel, which is not yet out but is available on Amazon, A Time for War. And it's very important that you understand that I've never forgotten the crash of the Navy SEALs and their deaths. I've been calling for an investigation for over 2 years now. How'd that work out, Mike? How'd that work out, Mike? Republicans heard you, huh? Where are the Republicans today? Anyone got the soundbite of John Boehner right now? I think we found them in the cloakroom. There he is. That's the mouse that roared in the cloakroom. That's the sound of the Republican opposition. That's the sound of the two-party system in America today. Florida, Phil, you're first up on the Savage Nation. How do you feel today? What's on your mind?
Mike, good evening. I woke up with a premonition this morning that the second inaugural speech would mirror the first term of Obama, and a line from Macbeth leapt into my mind. A tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing. And that was
tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow. Do you remember about 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago or more? Actually, it was more now. I told the story that I went to dinner with a friend of mine, a doctor friend whose 93-year-old mother was at the dinner. Right. He was celebrating his birthday, and she recited tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow from her high school years at a high school in the Bronx when 80 years ago. She remembered the whole thing.
Unbelievable, Mike. But that was education back then. Education today is brainwashing of whatever they can pour into your mind. I am so afraid for the country, Mike. And a paraphrase a movie title, I'm 63 years old. No country for old white men, and I think I'm in that, and I hope you're not in there with me. You're out there fighting, and I'm not.
You see, Obama is crowing over those who didn't vote for him, or largely older white males who they're assuming are now finished and dead. The radical left, this whole movement against dead old white males was started by the feminist movement, if you'll recall. I know the whole history and genesis of this. How's that going to work out for them when the old white males are gone?
Make a call.
855-400-7282. This is the Savage Nation. If you care to call the show, that's the number to call. Let's go to KSFO in San Francisco. Dave, you're on the Savage Nation.
Hey, Dr. Savage. I think this man is dividing the country racially and economically. Economically, because he's just running us into debt more and more and more. It's going to keep coming for the next 4 years. And racially, he just keeps playing the race card and everything. Like you say, whites need not apply. And also, I think that, if I can add one more thing, I feel that he is a reincarnation of FDR or Lincoln. If he's a reincarnation of FDR, he's going to ruin us economically. If he's a reincarnation of Lincoln, sir, I believe he's going to turn us into a civil war here in the next 4 years.
Those are my words from last week, but I'm glad that my power of persuasion is so strong that you repeat what I said and don't even know I had said it. He took a very collegey stance today. He sounded like a typical tenured professor who's never worked a day in his life. To be very frank, I've heard it before from these snotty tenured professors across America who spend their every day and every night hating the country that gives them everything in their life. Hating half the country. We've gone from the Emancipation Proclamation to the Destitution Proclamation. From I had to have a dream to I have a scheme. This is the Savage Nation. How do you feel about it? I'll be right back.
Savage.
Futures trading involves substantial risk.
Hey everyone, I'm Larry Levin, president of Trading Advantage. You may have seen me being interviewed on the financial networks. I'm on there a lot talking about the markets. My company is a leading educational firm teaching people how to become professional traders. My office is right here in the Chicago Board of Trade, and I've been on the floor for 22 years and ended up being one of the biggest traders in the S&P. Now I spend most of my time teaching people like you how to professionally day trade mini S&P futures. I actually wrote a book, How I Made $1.9 Million Trading in Only a Few Short Years. Now, I'm giving you one of my most successful trading techniques in my daily market report for free. Just leave me your email address on my voicemail. Call 800-914-5567, and I'll email you my free trading technique and daily market report at no cost to you. Again, just leave me your email address on my voicemail at 800-914-5567. That's 800-914-5567.
Futures and options trading involves substantial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fox, iTalk 560 KSFO. A neighbor is credited with helping rescue five people from a burning apartment building in Sonoma County this morning. The fire burned several cars and apartment units and caused $1 million in estimated damage. Hundreds of law enforcement officers from around the state are in Roseville this afternoon for a funeral of a Galt police officer killed in the line of duty last week. The officer was shot and killed while investigating reports of a burglary. Taking a look at KSFO traffic, still unwinding on the Nimitz Freeway. Earlier problems, southbound 880 at A Street have been cleared. Traffic still going to be slow from about the Oakland Coliseum down past Highway 238 northbound. A bit sluggish from Whipple as you make your way past the 92 interchange. Other than that, have a stalled car southbound 280 Bunker Hill Drive. That should be off to the right side. And a little bit of slow traffic in Marin because of an earlier stall northbound 101 at Tiburon Boulevard. I'm Dave Fowkes, Top Talk 560 KSFO.
If you're like most people who are very successful, you take pride in your personal appearance, right? That includes a thinning hairline. If you are experiencing hair loss, my recommendation is to call Dr. Tom Rosanelli. He has over 25 years of experience in hair restoration and has performed hair restoration procedures on thousands of patients. That includes some well-known celebrities. I've seen Dr. Rosanelli's excellent work. It's obvious why people with hair loss choose Dr. Rosanelli. They now have a natural head of hair and even look younger. Dr. Rosanelli specializes in hair restoration. He meets with every patient for a free consultation, and he performs all hair restoration procedures himself. And Dr. Rosanelli is also part of the Savage Nation. If your hair is thinning, call 800-743-HAIR. It's simple. That's 800-743-4247. Or visit drrosanelli.com. Dr. Rosanelli has offices in San Francisco, San Jose, and Walnut Creek.
Now through February, receive 200 free grafts as part of your procedure as a new patient. Call 800-743-HAIR. Certain restrictions apply. Offer expires 2/28/13.
You used to be able to keep a foreign financial account secret from the IRS. No more. The IRS has found a way to force foreign financial institutions to report you. Failure to disclose foreign income and assets could lead to long-term imprisonment and loss of more than everything you'll ever have.
If you have unreported foreign income and assets, there are a variety of options, not just the current amnesty program, that could benefit you. I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. My tax law firm, Moskowitz LLP, has a proven track record in obtaining results in international tax law cases. This is an extremely complex area of law, and my team of tax attorneys and CPAs have the international tax experience you need. If you wait until the government contacts you, it could mean heavy fines and even prison time. Call us before it's too late.
Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
So does the rest of the economy. CSX trains are the most cost-efficient way to move goods to market. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Tackling the subjects they told you never to talk about on the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
We will respond to the threat of climate change, knowing that the failure to do so would betray our children and future generations.
So he's going to make war on nature? Wait, let me see if I understand it. He's going to go to war against nature? He sounds like a Roman gladiator about to march off into a battle, an epic battle against nature itself. He actually believes he's some kind of centurion god who can tackle heaven itself and take on climate change. Climate change. Climate change, the new phrase for global warming, the new catchword for the scheme of schemes, the new blessing for General Electric and Warren Buffett, the new blessing for people in the solar industry, the new blessing for all those who could not get a legitimate job in any other industry but go to work for the solar industry when we know that it will not produce what we need it to produce at a reasonable price. Climate change, going to war with climate change. We're at war in Afghanistan. The Islamists are at war with us. We have poverty in the United States of America, but he's going to go to war with nature itself. How do you feel about Obama? You know, I told you there's a Chinese proverb that the sign of a good leader, I didn't say great, is a leader who people who people do not fear. And the sign of a bad leader is a leader who people fear. Do you fear Obama? And what is it you fear about him? Is it rational? Or is it a projection of your worst fears that are irrational? Are these irrational projections? Or do you fear him for good reason? I myself fear him for good reason. I believe this man has an evil intent toward everything decent in this country. I am holding myself back because if you had heard me 9 o'clock this morning in my kitchen with a microphone, it would have been quite a different show. By the time this show rolls around, I've tempered myself, actually. In one way, it's good. In another way, it's bad. Many of the things that I actually feel are going on, I cannot and would not say on a public broadcast. That's good for me, and it's, in a way, not good for you. But they, ladies and gentlemen, I'm working on the public airwaves. I'm on 177 stations. I'm not your friend. I am not your friend on a party line. I'm not sitting in a bar with you. Although many of you think we are, and that's good, never forget who I am and what this is. This is a national radio broadcast in the great tradition of radio broadcasts. If God has his way and I can see the future, this show will likely be the biggest show in the United States of America within a year or two. It will be the number one show in the country. It may be the only show left in talk radio within a few years for reasons I can't even tell you right now. And the burden is going to fall upon my shoulders to carry the burden. These are things that I believe for reasons I can't tell you. But I am telling you that if I had told you what I really believe this man stands for and who is around him, I don't think you'd feel very good right now. I can name some of the people who are around this man, and they're evil. They're not just leftists, but they're evil. There's a difference between good and evil. There's a difference between all politicians who are power mad and evil politicians who hate the very country that they're supposedly serving. There's a huge difference. This man is surrounded by hardcore leftist hawks of the most horrendous type. They're leftist hawks, and they will use their hawkishness not to defeat our enemies, but to defeat the American people themselves. That's what the left stands for. Breaking the American dream across its knee. Destroying the very thing they claim to be saving. These are very dangerous times. These are not the best of times. From my perspective, these are the worst of times. This man has declared war on everything decent in the country today. Did you know that God was all but removed from the inauguration? Do you know that Obama is the first president in American history to not have used the word God in his inauguration? You don't know that. You see it in different ways. We know that Obama increased the debt of every household in the country by $50,000, which is more than the 42 presidents in 53 terms combined. That was conveniently left out by the sycophants in the media, the little men, the men who hate the country like Wolf Blitzer. That's right. He increased the debt by $50,000 per household, more than the first 42 presidents in 53 terms combined. But you wouldn't know that. All you're going to hear about is Michelle Obama's new hairdo and her dress. The number of Americans not in the labor force increased 8,332,000. That means the number of Americans aged 16 or older who decided not to work or even not to seek a job went up by 8 million people. They're not even in the unemployment statistics. The number of retired workers collecting Social Security increased by only 4 million. Very, very bad statistics. Food stamp recipients increased 11,000 per day under Obama. During Obama's first term, the number of persons taking federal food stamps increased by approximately 11,000 persons a day. The federal government, meaning you, spent the record $80 billion on the food stamp program in 2012, which was a $2.7 billion increase from 2011. Do you think everyone on food stamps needs the food stamps? Do you know how much fraud there is in food stamps? You wouldn't know because Wolf Blitzer and company don't tell you about it. So we can go into great detail on all of this. It'll bore you to death. There's no point in telling you details. I'm going to just sketch in the outline for you. We are talking today about the inauguration of Barack Hussein Obama and what it augurs for America and the world. It's an unusual word. It's a word that's not often used, but when I woke up this morning, the word augur kept coming to my mind, at the center of the word inauguration. And it was the ability to tell the future by studying omens, the flight of the birds, the behavior of animals. Now, I can't say my dog rolled over and foamed at the mouth this morning when Obama appeared on the stage. No, he didn't. I didn't say that birds fell from the sky this morning when Obama was sworn in. No, I didn't say that. I didn't say the chickens bled from their ears when Obama was sworn in. I did not say any of those things, so don't misquote me. No, I'm not talking about chickens or dogs or birds in the sky. I'm not talking about foxes or wolves or goats or heifers. I'm not talking about divination. I'm talking about straight-out logic. Straight-out logic tells us we're in for a very difficult 4 years. Now, I can ask you the same questions again, and I will. Veterans, how do you feel today? Other people, how do you think Obama did today? Did he try to unite a divided country? And if so, give me one quote. Give me a quote. Give me a quote where he united the country, where he tried to unite the country. Or did he spend his time crowing over those he just defeated? Or you could say, you know, it's just another boring day of rhetoric. That's what it could be that to you. I mean, I personally think that all of this pomp and expense tells you everything you need to know in an economic time like this. I think you pretty much know that. But I'd like to know what you have to say. 855-400-7282. Let's go to James in Florida. James, your opinion counts. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, Dr. Savage, I'd just like to say it's an honor to speak with you finally. Been a long-time listener for about 6 years now. Never missed a show. But I just wanted to comment and say that it's disgusting how the left and the media is not doing their jobs as far as the coverage and how they were just salivating over everything except for the real world facts.
Let me ask you and everyone else a question. If it was a Republican being inaugurated for the first or second time, and after the debacle of Benghazi, Libya, where innocent Americans were slaughtered because this lazy president was looking the other way, and this incompetent Secretary of Hate, Hillary Clinton, was busy globetrotting instead of managing the State Department, we just had Americans and others slaughtered in Algeria. You would think that there was nothing going on in the world. You would think that it's all peace and love in the world. You would think that we have seen a new Emancipation Proclamation instead of a Destitution Proclamation. Cameron on WABC, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Good evening, Dark. What a dark day it is for this country.
All right, thanks for the call. He's got to be banned from the show. You can put this on the air. This man calls under different names. I don't know who he is, but he often starts out by sounding like he's a friend of the show, and before long he's saying things that can have me thrown off the air. So call screen and pay attention. He changed his name from Moses to Cameron. WABC, JP, in New York City. Go ahead, please.
Dr. Savage, thank you for taking my call. I also have to thank you for your copy of Train Tracks.
Thank you.
I know a while back we had talked about the NYPD exam, but I also want to say that, you know, there's never been a time when Obama's united this country, and you know, it goes well beyond just the public eye of racism, sexism. He forgets that it's been breaking a lot of families, because I, as a working person, I don't really have a set job. My job is very erratic.
That's not, JP, we're getting off the track. It's not about you. How did Obama unite or divide the country today in his speech? Did he? If you don't know, it's okay. You don't have to know, but we'd rather not hear. We cannot hear your personal story. All we have to know is this. Hatred is the most unifying agent in the history of the politician. Hatred pulls individuals away from their own selves and unites them in a certain manner. Did Obama subtly use hatred today? Bringing together all of the disparate elements of the radical left, the illegal alien, the grifters in the solar industry, the corporate pirates who have never had it so good, and turn them against a certain class of people in this country? What class do you think Obama most particularly vilifies? Do I have to spell it out for you? Can anyone tell me who he makes into the devil itself without saying it? Does anyone know how clever this man is? That without saying it, he creates a common anger or hatred for a certain class of American. I think you pretty much know who they are. This man is one of the most clever rhetoricians we've ever seen. A petty one at that. But supported with a press that is working hand in glove with the leadership unlike any I have ever seen in this nation in my entire life. It's very dangerous. So if you care to comment today, and tomorrow will be another day, there are other stories. There is a war in Syria where Syria is starting to look like Somalia, and that's because Obama's doing nothing. Even the Liberal Brookings Institution, said that Obama leading from behind could make Syria into another Somalia. That is the Liberal Brookings Institution. They are saying that Syria could turn into a failed state with the potential to threaten its neighbors. The same thing, by the way, is happening in Libya. In fact, Gaddafi, before he was killed by Hillary Clinton, remember that little remark? We came, we saw, he died. Remember when her and the girls laughed after they assassinated a world leader? As despicable as he was, they killed him. They assassinated him without a trial. All you good liberals, you cheered, didn't you? When Hillary said, we came, we saw, he died. He didn't even get a trial. They just offed him. Like petty murderers from a third world dictatorship, they killed a world leader named Gaddafi. What did he know that they didn't want us to know? What did Gaddafi know about this administration or about the Clintons that they didn't want us to know? We'll never know, will we? But you know what Gaddafi said a year before he died? He warned America. He said, if you let these African tribes, these Islamists, take over my country of Libya, it will descend into a Somalia. It will be a lawless state on this side of Africa. But you didn't read any of that. I did. It's the Savage Nation. The question to you is it the best of times or the worst of times? Do you think Obama tried to unite a divided country or divide a divided country? 855-400-7282, 855-400-SAVAGE. I'll be right back.
Savage.
Do you snore? Do you share a room with someone whose snoring keeps you up at night? Finally, for the first time ever, you can put a stop to snoring instantly with Snorebreak. Snorebreak is not a nose or mouthpiece, it's not a drug, and it's not a procedure. Snorebreak is a patented liner that goes beneath the pillowcase and reduces snoring from the very first night. The secret is a fusion of natural extracts that dramatically improve breathing. Snorebreak is comfortable, easy, and virtually undetectable. Snorebreak works, and right now we're sending risk-free trials to listeners in your area. Just call 1-800-479-0493. Don't suffer one more sleepless night. Whether it's light snoring or heavy snoring, Snorebreak will help put a stop to it the very first night. Hurry and take part in this limited-time, risk-free trial. Just call 1-800-479-0493. That's 1-800-479-0493. Call 1-800-479-0493.
Michael Savage here. Now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2013, resolve to protect your most valuable assets, your family. Every day we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Natural disasters, hurricanes, tornadoes, unemployment, food shortages, slaughters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I only recommend wisefoodstorage.com. From breakfast through dinner, wisefoodstorage.com ready-made foods are packaged for freshness in individual pouches. Do you know that they carry up to a 25-year shelf life? They're prepared in minutes just by adding water. Visit wisefoodstorage.com today, and guess what? You get a free entree sample. Did you hear that? For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's wisefoodstorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. And be sure to mention the promo code SAVAGE for a free sample and free shipping on any order. You've got to be ready and you've got to be wise with wisefoodstorage.com.
Here's a vote. Traffic westbound 80 Gilman Street, still a crash. Second lane from the left. Traffic backed up from the 580 interchange. They've turned the metering lights off at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza, but it's still going to be sluggish on the incline as you head into San Francisco. And southbound 880, much better than it was earlier, but still look for under the speed limit driving from about the Oakland Coliseum down to Highway 92. Northbound 85 at Almaden Expressway, an accident being reported. Three cars should be to the right shoulder. I'm Dave Fouch, KSFO.
If you need to lose weight and would like to get paid to do so, that's right. I said get paid to lose weight. Just listen to the following announcement. The makers of Extreme Green Coffee Weight Loss are looking for real testimonials from real people and will pay you per pound to meet or exceed your weight loss goal. Until now, the secrets of green coffee's fat-burning power has been limited. But thanks to a prominent TV talk show doctor featuring the green coffee bean as a miracle fat burner, the secret is out, and now Extreme Green Coffee is available in convenient, easy-to-take drops. There are no expensive meals to buy or strenuous workouts to commit to. Simply take Extreme Green Coffee Bean before each meal and record your progress. Only the first 200 callers are guaranteed to be accepted into the program. So if you're serious about losing extra weight and want to earn extra money for fitting into your skinny jeans again, call now.
Call 1-800-913-0253. Space is limited, so hurry and secure your spot today. 1-800-913-0253. Some conditions apply. 1-800-913-0253. 800-913-0253.
Where were you when your identity thief robbed you? The airport Wi-Fi connection last week? The free wireless at your hotel? Or that mobile hotspot where you got coffee? When connecting to Wi-Fi through smartphones and laptops, you could be inviting identity thieves in, potentially handing over everything. Bank accounts, social security numbers, passwords, and basically saying, go ahead, destroy my credit, and take over my bank accounts. LifeLock Ultimate is the only identity theft protection service that monitors for bank account takeover fraud. It's the line between panic and protection. Enjoy the peace of mind that comes from arming yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or make the quick call today and mention Enroll 60 to get 60 days risk-free. If you're not happy, call LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment and you won't pay a cent. See LifeLock.com for details. Call 1-800-978-9766. 1-800-978-9766. 1-800-978-9766. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Do you owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action, your tax problem is only going to get worse. Call the experts with an A-plus rating with the BBV. Call U.S. Tax Shield right now at 1-800-489-3838.
Still need food for your big game party? You can still get Omaha Steaks, gourmet fillets, burgers, and more delivered in time for the big game. But hurry, the deal ends very soon. Order now at sweetjack.com.
Mike Huckabee.
Is it fair? Is it fair? Is it fair he's paying this and I'm paying this? Because you don't understand it.
Weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
You know, a lot can be said about the celebrities who did not attend today's inauguration. I noticed that Harvey Weinstein, purveyor of pornography and violence, attended. But I also noticed that Spielberg and Jeffrey Katzenberg did not attend. They chose not to go, which struck me as very interesting. You see, it was Spielberg, Katzenberg, and others in Beverly Hills who first noticed Obama when he was an unknown senator from Illinois and raised money for him in Beverly Hills. I know this for a fact, long before anyone ever heard of this man. This small cabal of very powerful leftists gathered together at a home in Beverly Hills and raised the first fortune to take this man right to the top, and yet they didn't go today. So I was thinking about this this weekend. Why did Katzenberg and Spielberg choose not to attend while Weinstein chose to attend? I don't know. I can only speculate, and it's pointless for me to speculate, but I'll throw it out there for what it is, since that's what you pay me for. My guess is that they were promised something that he didn't deliver. Now, remember, during the negotiations in the reasonable distance, they were just given tremendous benefits in Hollywood. Remember that? Remember the budget battle that wasn't? Remember that fake, that charade with the drunks on one side called the Republicans and the communists on the other side surrounded by the plutocrats? Yeah, well, in that false debate, Hollywood was given tremendous tax advantages. But apparently, Spielberg and Katzenberg did not get what they bargained for because they chose not to attend. I don't believe they would not have attended simply because they're afraid you won't go to their movies anymore. I don't believe that. Now, they're smart guys. They're smart businessmen. They understand that 50% of America hates this man. You want me to level with you? 50% of America not only fears him, but they hate him because they know what he is and where he came from and what he intends to do. Let's just, you know, cut to the chase here and stop mincing around about words here. They know what he stands for. They know that he's gone to the worst in himself, and they know who he's after, to be very clear. But Katzenberg and Spielberg understand that 50% of America are big, composed to a great extent of moviegoers. So maybe that's why they didn't go. Or maybe it's personal. I don't know. What do you know? Dolores in New Mexico, what do you know? You're on the Savage Nation.
Hi, Michael.
Today's yes.
Inaugural parade was a funeral dirge for America.
All right, that's very profound, but what does that mean?
That means this is the worst of times.
So you feel it's the worst of times, not the best of times. So in one sentence or less, what was it? Well, what is it that you fear about this man?
Well, he's a seed of Satan. That's what he is.
Well, now we're getting into that biblical stuff that's going to turn 90% of the audience off. The seed of Satan, I wouldn't go there. I think he's just a hardcore university communist of a very, very basic type. There's nothing that profound about Obama. He's a standard cut from the cloth of a communist, university communist who knows how to speak very well, surrounding himself by C-grade celebrities. 1-855-400-7282. There are other topics, I guess, out there. What else is going on? Is there football tonight? Or they cancel all games for the great one? I don't watch the game myself. I'm looking at a list of celebrities that went. It's interesting to me how most of them are of a certain, not a certain orientation type. How shall I put it? Let's put it to you this way. There's a certain stripe of celebrity that's missing from this long list of celebrities. Let's put it to you that way. Well, you could look at the list yourself. We don't have to get too, into this. Celebrities are just celebrities. That's all. What would you like to talk about in the Savage Nation? You want to skip the inauguration and talk about something else? I've given you my feelings on it. I've talked about what the word auger means. I said it's just another boring day of rhetoric. I said it's not the best of times. It's the worst of times for those of us who work and pay taxes. I told you that I think he has tried to trump Martin Luther King Jr.'s holiday with a holiday in his honor. I told you that he crows about being a great commander-in-chief in killing Osama bin Laden, but none of you seem to remember the death of all the Navy SEALs, and I read from my forthcoming novel, A Time for War, which is written in their memory. I then asked you some questions. I told you I believe we have gone from I have a dream to I have a scheme. If you care to join the conversation on the Savage Nation, it's 855-400-7282 from anywhere in the United States of America. I'll be right back.
Savage.
Hey, everybody.
Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
We, the people, still believe that every citizen deserves a basic measure of security and dignity. We must make the hard choices to reduce the cost of health care and the size of our deficit. But we reject the belief that America must choose between caring for the generation that built this country and investing in the generation that will build its future.
Where the heck is the money going to come from? Stop the lies. You're no longer talking on a soapbox at Punahou. The world is listening, and it's all crap. Play Blue Monday without me talking. I'll stop talking.
Blue Monday, how are you, Blue Monday? Got to work, like a slave all day. Here come Tuesday, oh, Tuesday. I'm so tired, got no time to play.
So our economy is the equivalent of that of Greece or Portugal. And you would think that things are coming up roses. Welcome to the Savage Nation. No, it's not the best of times. It's the worst of times. And yet we have King Ludwig II riding around in a golden chariot, printing money as though the money has an actual value to it, saying he will not raise the retirement age. He will not cut a dime of Medicaid. He's going to go to war against nature itself to make sure that there's no longer a lobbyist for a solar industry who's not a billionaire. It's unbelievable to me how he gets away with it, but there's a simple answer. When we lost the American press, we lost our freedom. And so, therefore, a man could be commander-in-chief and claim he's a great commander-in-chief and hold up the head of Osama bin Laden, who we never saw, by the way. There was allegedly a mysterious funeral for Osama bin Laden at sea. We have to take his word for it, much like Capricorn 1, that there actually was a moon landing. Now, we know there was a moon landing, so we have to assume there was the actual death of Osama bin Laden, whether it occurred in that raid or it had occurred several years before, or Osama bin Laden died of diabetes or of kidney failure or retired to Syria to open a rug shop. We'll never know. But we'll give Obama the credit for having killed Osama bin Laden. But why don't you give him credit for having been commander-in-chief when 38 warriors, including 23 Navy SEALs, were killed in a single Chinook helicopter in a crash in the Tangi Valley in Afghanistan, and there's not been an investigation to this day of who in the military put all those SEALs on the old chopper and sent them into a hot zone, and it was shot down by a single RPG. There's not been one congressional hearing. Why have the Republicans not held a hearing on this? After all, if it was a Republican president, I'm sure that Ackerman or Schumer would have been demanding a hearing who in the Defense Department under Rumsfeld sent all those brave boys to their fiery death. But right now we haven't heard a word about that. And I'm going to repeat again until you get sick of it, until you finally understand what I'm saying to you, that these deaths of those Navy SEALs is a seminal moment in American military history. And it was this president who was commander-in-chief when that squad of Navy SEALs died. And we to this day don't know why it happened. Who put them on that helicopter? Was it by accident? Was it an oversight? Were they trying to save money? Or did they send them to their death on purpose after Osama bin Laden was killed? I fictionalized the answer to that in A Time for War, a new thriller, coming out in a few weeks from the same publisher who gave you Abuse of Power. And I read you the crash of the helicopter. I'm now going to pick up on page 3 and read you another page. I'm trying to induce you to go to Amazon.com and buy your advanced copy now to send it up to the top of the charts before it comes out. Yes, I'm telling you what I want you to do. Yes, I'm telling it to you for a reason. It will not change my lifestyle one iota if it sold 40 million copies or sells 4 copies. But it will change the course of American social history if the people come to ask themselves what happened to those Navy SEALs. And so I go to A Time for War, page 3. So remember now that the helicopter crashes, all the men die, page 3. Sammo Yang, the man nearest the explosion, the only man in this remote section of the valley, smiled. He was behind a large rock, dead brushwood and gnarled juniper branches piled high on either side for camouflage. The Chinese national was still crouched on the balls of his feet, ready to retreat in case the helicopter was not traveling alone. It was difficult to be sure with the deafening echo generated by the twin Chinook rotors and visibility limited by winds that whipped up swirling dust devils the size of a mango tree. The rolling heat of the explosion hit the boulder like a silent scream blazing around him. When he felt the initial punch roll past and the man pulled a billowing sleeve over the device strapped to his forearm, he looked over the rock and did not see another helicopter. A solo flight. As most of these missions were. Tandems typically came if there was a firefight and reinforcements were required. The young man picked up the Type 56 assault rifle that had been hidden beneath the branches and slipped it over his right shoulder. Then he stepped sure-footedly along the rocky foothill away from the blast. After 4 hours since his last break, it felt good to stand to move. He picked his way across a field with rocks the size of fists. A short man, he was dressed in the shalwar kameez of the region, a loose-fitting, long-sleeved black tunic over drawstring trousers. He wore a beard cut in the short style of Tangi Valley tribesmen, and his head was covered with a black and white checked keffiyeh. The sweltering Arab headdress was not requisite. A topi or kufi pillbox cap would have sufficed, but he did not want anyone to see his features or skin color. Though his superiors had selected a region that was rarely traveled on the ground, there were still roving Taliban and unaffiliated bandits. If seen, he would rather not attract their attention. The Taliban would execute you if you weren't groomed and dressed in accordance with Islamic law. And a keffiyeh was indicative of respect for tradition over comfort. The others would kill you if they thought you were an outsider carrying goods that could be sold on the black market. That included tribal messages about alliances with Americans, Pakistanis, Iranians, or local warlords, as well as American troop locations. In war, information was as valuable as currency. He had none of that. What he carried is far more valuable. The young man rounded the edge of a bare 1,000-foot outcropping that stood jagged against the bright late morning sky. A rugged slope spread before him. It was 10 clicks to the base. That was where he would meet his ride from Pakistan, an Aerospatial SA-330 Puma. He didn't have to check the GPS device tucked in his inside pocket. He knew where he was. At least the trek home was downward, though he had to cross it, or though he had to cross it before sunset. Satellite recon showed that the slopes, a popular route for drug runners and Taliban fighters, were rarely traveled during the daytime when the temperature was headed at noontime of about 120 degrees. Even scorpions and marauders waited until dusk before stirring. He ignored the perspiration that slipped past the folds of his headdress. He hooked a finger around the fabric and pulled it from his mouth so he could breathe the hot air. He ran the finger from side to side to expose some of his cheek to the hot wind. It let body heat out and helped to keep him from overheating. He moved quickly, wanting to put as much distance between himself and the crash site as quickly as possible. It wouldn't be long before the Americans came to see what had happened to their chopper and to check for any survivors among the SEALs. The young man moved across the rocks, their radiant heat rising up his pant leg. He had trained for this mission in secret, in hostile environments, so he would be ready. The first part had gone exactly as planned, but it was just the beginning of a process that would end with an enemy broken forever, and more importantly, humbled. Economies can be restored, armies repopulated, and cities rebuilt. But face, a nation's honor was something not even the centuries could repair. In less than a month, there would be only one world power. I just read to you the opening paragraph, the opening opener to A Time for War by Michael Savage. It's on Amazon. It's an important novel. Check it out and buy it. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names. Mm-hmm. They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-467-7530, 800-467-7530.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home, and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Call now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Call right now and you'll also get six free sensors. That's 6 points of protection for free. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-888-987-3232. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-888-987-3232. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Total package includes 6 door window sensors. Labor charges may apply. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and Protect Your Home license numbers. Call now, 1-888-987-3232.
Hi, this is Bill.
And Kathleen.
Owners of American Vision Windows.
When Bill and I decided to have our windows replaced, we thought we'd found a reputable company to do the job. We had such a horrible experience, we decided to take action by starting American Vision Windows.
We've set out to revolutionize the window industry by building American Vision Windows on quality, integrity, and customer service. We put our name and reputation on the line to better serve homeowners like you.
Call American Vision Windows today and receive a limited-time offer this month only. Free installation plus a free upgrade to triple-pane windows when you call now. 888-392-4343.
At American Vision Windows, you get the highest quality product combined with professional installation and unmatched customer service. Something no one else is offering.
Call American Vision Windows at 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343.
Our windows have a story to tell. Shouldn't yours? Revolutionizing the home improvement industry, one customer at a time. American Vision Windows.
For over 60,000 California foster children, nights can feel long and lonely when you're away from familiar faces and places.
I miss my sister.
I miss my old school.
I miss my room.
Even something as simple as a pair of warm pajamas can make the nights a little easier.
Sometimes I get scared.
I can't sleep.
To help, Sleep Train is collecting pajamas for foster children big and small. Bring your gift of new pajamas, packaged socks, and underwear to any Sleep Train, and they'll be given to a local foster child in need. You can also donate online at sleeptrain.com.
Pajamas are like a hug.
On behalf of the foster kids in your neighborhood, Sleep Train thanks you.
Not everyone can be a foster parent.
But anyone can help a foster child.
Help a local foster child by bringing your gift of new pajamas to Sleep Train. Donate at any Sleep Train store or online at sleeptrain.com today.
Hey, it's Katie Green here from your KSFO Morning Show, here to talk to you again about Ovation Cell Therapy. Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and you need to let your loved one know what you want for Valentine's Day, and you can start leaving hints now. Let your loved one know that you want the gift of gorgeous, revitalized, more healthy hair this year, and let them know that Ovation Cell Therapy is the only way to go. Ovation Cell Therapy has their special Valentine's Day gift set on sale right now, and it's the best way to turn your hair from dry, broken, brittle and damaged to longer, stronger, healthier hair in just the first few washes. All you need to do is head to ovationhair.com and make sure you enter KSFO at checkout and you'll get a special introductory offer. And remember, Ovation Cell Therapy works on all hair types, and if for some reason you're not completely satisfied, you will receive a full product refund. Again, it's ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for your special introductory offer.
$5 trillion in debt. $5 trillion.
Mark Levin.
Obama is a human wrecking ball.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
It is the Savage Nation. We're talking about the various and sundry, another boring day of rhetoric. You know, within me, there's a 8th grader, a 9th grader that I always remember. I keep him alive, the inner boy. And in the midst of all of this sound and fury that goes on called politics, I ask myself, what does the average person really care about it? The answer is most don't even care. I mean, when you were in the 8th grade and there was an inauguration, what do you think it was? Go back to that part of yourself. A bunch of old, stuffy people up on a stage giving boring speeches and then drinking too much and eating too much. You know, in time and the country moved on. But this is a little difference. There's a little different for me because we have a bummed out economy. It's burned out. We're printing money like the Weimar Republic. And the guy throws on a royalist inauguration in economic times like this. How does that compute? How do the people not see this? But if you look at the so-called celebrities who attended, it's quite telling. It's very, very telling which celebrities attended. I'll let you decide what I'm talking about. No, it's not the best of times. It would be the best of times for the radical left-wing fringe and the illegal alien lobbies and the big corporate pirates who put them over the top, like GE, no taxes on $5 billion in revenue last I checked. Warren Buffett, who, despite all of his crowing about unfair taxes, I believe still paid 15% last year. He didn't elect to pay the same amount as his secretary. Many people fear this man because they know that there's something wrong here. They know that it's not Martin Luther King Jr., an idealist. It's not I have a dream. It's I have a scheme. We know that from the fraudulent schemes, one after the other. You forgot about Solyndra? Do you remember the Solyndra scandal? Well, let me remind you for a minute. It went bankrupt. It had $500 billion or something in loans. I don't know what the amount was. It was staggering. Government loans went bankrupt. A day later, the FBI went in and seized the records, remember? And I went on the air and I said, isn't it interesting that the FBI went in and seized records? That's a good sign. And one of you called my show and said, no, Michael, the only reason the FBI went in and seized the records is to make sure that there's a cover-up, to make sure we never know who benefited from the Solyndra debacle, from the money. Where did it go? Have you seen the results of the Solyndra investigation by the FBI? No. No, you haven't. Have you seen the results of the FBI investigation into the Benghazi deaths? No. No, you haven't. No, it's not J. Edgar Hoover's FBI anymore, is it? No, it isn't. No, it isn't. David in New Jersey on WABC, welcome to the Savage Nation. You're now up on the big board. Welcome to the program. What's on your mind?
Hi, Dr. Savage. And I just want to say I'm very proud of you that you're writing the new book. I read almost all of your books, and I'm pretty sure that book like Liberalism is a Mental Disorder should be in school and college curriculums. And
yeah, it should be, because all we do is see the mental disorder of liberalism in denial on a daily basis. It's astounding to me to see what they're doing. We are a bankrupt nation, and they're printing money and spending it like they're making it and taking it in. This is madness. It's insanity. Let's make it real simple for the average listener. Where is the money coming from?
And you trickle down poverty, another book should be exactly in college and in all schools.
Yeah, well, why don't we send that memo to Michelle Obama? Maybe she can put it in the libraries across America. David, I'm glad you're a big fan of the show. It's mainly people who've lived through Leninism, Marxism, Stalinism, who understand what I'm saying. The American people, unfortunately, are naive. You know, Lenin, who I've often called Obama a Leninist, had a disturbed vision. Yeah, he had a disturbed vision. He thought a nation could only grow more prosperous when controlled by an elite, a group of people who knew better than you what to do with your own property. And this Leninist elite would lead people then to a world free of pain and poverty. Does it sound familiar? There would be no more haves and have-nots. And as Obama dances the night away tonight, he is dreaming that there will be no more haves and have-nots when he's through with this disgusting country of America. There'll be no more private property, just boundless prosperity. See, like Lenin, maybe he believes that all a nation has to do is transfer its entire wealth to the elite. The Leninist vision had consequences in Russia. You see, if you didn't want to give up your private property, Leninists would just take it. Because in addition to being socialists, Leninists were also an elite of thieving, murdering thugs. Furthermore, Leninism's centralized decision-making created horrific iniquities. It was famine, not abundance, that was one of the consequences of Leninism in the Soviet Union, as it was in Zimbabwe ex-Rhodesia. See, what happens in the Leninist world of Barack Obama, as it is happening here, the very rich grow richer, but the working rich grow poorer, and the poor grow poorer. The government, which controls every piece of property in Leninism, right down to the last peppercorn, grows immensely wealthy, as do the party apparatchiks who control all goods and services. See, at its very core, Leninism is not about empowering workers or about delivering abundance. Leninism is about redistributing a nation's wealth to a government elite. See, while Leninists say they detest private property, they use the state to hoard property for their own uses. As one Eastern European dissident once wrote, communism simply created the new class of powerful bureaucrats. Does that sound familiar to you? Can anyone listening to this show, no matter what side of the aisle you're on, tell us that the bureaucrats in America are now not more empowered now than they were 4 years ago? But I'm telling you that policymakers in America can learn important lessons from Lenin. Leninist notions of property teach us the errors of redistributing wealth. Leninist organizational tactics teach us the terror that can result from empowering bureaucrats at the expense of the individual. So I ask you again, given the failed history of socialism, we have to ask ourselves today why Barack Obama appears, even in his inauguration speech, to hinting at the errors of Leninism and his followers. Because make no mistake about it, the Obama administration wants to redistribute wealth. He said he wants a new tax law again. He wants to tax the most productive class even more. It wants to take the wealth of the nation's productive business owners and deliver it not to the poor but to the state. The administration will take this wealth through increased taxes on business owners. It will take this wealth through eminent domain. It will take this wealth through increased regulation. You are listening to Michael Savage, and I am telling you, we hear and see the echo of Vladimir Ilyich Lenin in Barack Hussein Obama, who is dancing the night away tonight as we sit here pondering what the augurs mean.
Savage.
Hey, welcome to 2013. This is year five of trillion-dollar deficits, year five of negative interest rates, year five of the Fed trying to pump up an economy while politicians stab it to death with higher taxes and massive new regulations. This is absolutely insane. It's like watching a slow-motion wreck. We are not a crash dummy. For over a decade, I've offered you an option that has increased in value over five times since 2002. Gold, gold, gold. Politicians thrive on keeping Americans in a perpetual state of emergency and fear. Not me. I'm informed. I'm reading The Great Debasement by Craig Smith for peace of mind. So protect your family. Get a free copy. What do you got to lose? Call 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN for the simple truth. Get a free copy of the book. Call 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN. Why don't you let me, Michael Savage, and Swiss America help you before these idiots in Washington destroy our children's future? Call 800-289-2646. Don't be a crash dummy.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fox, Shot Talk 560 KSFO. A neighbor helped rescue five people from a burning apartment near Sonoma State University earlier today. The fire destroyed several apartment units and cars and caused $1 million in damage. Twitter is being overwhelmed by tweets, a lot of them about the presidential inauguration. The company says its service has been up and down today, trying to transmit more than 1 million tweets about the inauguration. Taking a look at the roadways up in the Napa area, North Kelly Road at Highway 12, car fire off to the side there. Fire department on scene, look for some delays. Westbound 80 Carlson Boulevard, pieces of sheetrock, third lane from the left. Earlier problem westbound 80 at Gilman, out of the lanes, traffic recovering from Highway 580. And southbound 880 along the Nimitz, earlier problems really messed things up. But right now, things look pretty good as you drive from Oakland down through Hayward. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Now's the time.
Now's the time to make a difference.
Now's the time to take a stand.
To get involved.
To make a change.
Now's the time to raise a hammer and drive a nail.
To build a wall.
And open a door to a new life.
Now's the time to help Habitat for Humanity build hope and change lives with a family in your community or around the world.
Now's the time.
Now, more than ever, help build it.
Visit Habitat.org.
If you're like most people who are very successful, you take pride in your personal appearance, right? That includes a thinning hairline. If you are experiencing hair loss, my recommendation is to call Dr. Tom Rosanelli. He has over 25 years of experience in hair restoration and has performed hair restoration procedures on thousands of patients. That includes some well-known celebrities. I've seen Dr. Rosanelli's excellent work. It's obvious why people with hair loss choose Dr. Rosanelli. They now have a natural head of hair and even look younger. Dr. Rosanelli specializes in hair restoration. He meets with with every patient for a free consultation, and he performs all hair restoration procedures himself. And Dr. Rossinelli is also part of the Savage Nation. If your hair is thinning, call 800-743-HAIR. It's simple. That's 800-743-4247, or visit drrossinelli.com. Dr. Rossinelli has offices in San Francisco, San Jose, and Walnut Creek.
Now through February, receive 200 free grafts as part of your procedure as a new patient. Call 800-743-HAIR. Certain restrictions apply. Offer expires 2/28/13.
There are a lot of great-looking new cars for sale now. And if you're thinking about buying one, it probably means you want to get rid of that not-so-great-looking old car cluttering up your garage or squatting at the curb. Don't go through one ad heck. Go to the phone and dial 800-321-3023. 7 days a week, live operators are available to help you donate your old car to the Cancer Fund of America. We do all the DMV and smog paperwork. We even pick up your car, running or not in most cases. What could be easier? And you'll be eligible for a charitable tax deduction besides having the satisfaction of knowing that your old wheels are helping the Cancer Fund help thousands of people. So call 800-321-3023. That's 800-321-3023. We take cars, vans, trucks, RVs, and Batmobiles. 800-321-3023. And thanks from all of us at the Cancer Fund of America.
So does the rest of the economy. CSX trains are the most cost-efficient way to move goods to market. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
If it sounds confusing to you, let me acknowledge. It is confusing.
Mike Huckabee.
And that is the problem with the American tax system.
On Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Look, we're not going to do the inauguration show tomorrow. And perhaps this will be the last inauguration of Barack Obama. I hope it is. I hope that his cronies are not conniving behind the scenes to eliminate term limits, as I fear. This man is capable of anything. This man is the most, well, let's just leave it at that. He's capable of anything. And his arrogance, his demeanor is not very presidential. He lords it over the people. He doesn't seem to take pleasure in leading so much as he does spitting in the faces of those who didn't vote for him. He doesn't say we are all Americans. He says, I won, you lost, screw you. That's the zeitgeist of Obama, is it not? Am I wrong? Have I gone over the top? Am I reading it in the way you see it, or am I reading it the way I see it? He seems to say, screw you, I won, I don't give a damn about the 50% of people who hate me and didn't vote for me. They don't mean anything to me. They lost. We won. We'll take everything we can from them. Period. End of story. We're going to dig our feet in further. We're not compromising with anyone. The Republicans are finished. We'll get our way. Every radical left-wing dream, we're going to have it. That's the I have a dream he has. Every cockamamie left-wing psychotic dream of the university drug addicts is what he seems to want to force down the throats of this decent country. That's how I feel. And I'll tell you what I think could happen. I'm going to get off script now. I mean, I wrote a lot of notes today because I generally don't write a lot of notes. For strange reason today, I have pages of notes. I dreaded doing this show. I don't enjoy this show. I don't enjoy it because he is the most negative president in American history, and I had to match his negativity with negativity in order to even do this show, because it's all about him. Is it not all about him? And his arrogant demeanor, holding his head up every time he speaks, spitting in everyone's face, promising those freaks that put him in power that they're going to even be more empowered, the very freaks, the fringe groups that put him in power, and make no mistake about it, it was the fringe groups in America who put him in power, who tricked this vast man, middle class, into thinking he was for them. You see, Leninists are not for the middle class. They're against the bourgeois. But the Americans have no education. They can't be expected to understand how university Leninists think. They have no experience with naked Marxists. They have no idea that they have one in the White House. They have no idea because they have no education. I would say even an uneducated European citizen understands these things better. That's because they have a party system that's far more fractured and diverse than ours. They don't just have two stupid parties. They have the whole spectrum from ultra-conservative nationalist parties all the way to the internationalist socialist parties, and they understand it. They understand what coalitions are. But in this dumb country, I'll take Diet Dem. Are you for Diet Repub? Well, you're not smart like me. I'm for the Diet Dems. I like the Diet Dems better than the Diet Repubs. A dumb country. Look what we have for the president. Look what we have for a bumbling moron for a vice president. Take a look at who he surrounds himself with, I ask myself every day. What do you expect in a country that worships Hollywood, that worships dumb stars? What do you expect to happen that worships sports figures and dumb stars? What do you expect to have as a leader, a non-leader? And so he's so clever, he knows this. So he can get away with virtually his entire agenda, especially when he owns the press and there's no opposition party. Or you could say, Mike, don't get so worked up. It's not that bad. You're overblowing it. It's just another president. We'll survive him and we'll go on. I don't believe that's true. I believe this man has such a demonic desire to, well, let's use his own words. He wants to be a transformational president. How many out there want this country transformed? How many of you hate your houses, hate your cars, hate your family structure, hate your church, hate your government, and want it transformed into another form? What form does he want to transform it into? What's his role model? Beijing? What's his role model? Havana? What's his role model? Tell me what his role model is. He wants to transform America. Into what? Into what? It wasn't good enough to take an unknown person from Honolulu? Give him that. It wasn't good enough that an unknown person from Honolulu could become president of the United States? That wasn't good enough for him? No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. Michelle Obama said for the first day in her life she was proud to be an American. Why? Because she became queen. Because it was all about her. The most beautiful woman on earth. The best-dressed woman on earth. The best hairdo on earth. The smartest woman on earth, according to the sycophants in the media. But she didn't love America. She hated America. She had an animus towards this country that was palpable. You could touch it. And she said so. And she only loved America after she became queen. So can you imagine what they say to each other when they are alone in the White House about what they'd like to transform America into? Have you any idea what Michelle and Barry have in store for America? Can you guess what they have in store for America, knowing the background they come from, knowing the rhetoric they have ingested in their brains for so many years from Reverend Wright, from the universities, from Bill Ayers, from the other America haters? Do you have any idea what they would like to transform you and this country into? I would say it's going to take an act of God to save us. I'm telling you what I feel from the bottom of my heart. You want me to give you my augurs? Something unexpected is going to occur in this world that is going to short-circuit this transformational president's horrendous vision for the future. I don't know what it is. I don't know how it is. I don't know when it is. Something unexpected is going to happen. Now, it almost happened with Benghazi. But with a little help from his rat friends in the media like Wolf Blitzer, most dumb Americans were happy to focus on pigskins and pigs in jackets and pay no attention to dead American ambassadors or other such things. Why, just last week people died in Algeria, but that doesn't matter to the average moron in America who was focused on football games. They didn't care about dead Americans in Algeria either. In that sense, they were no different than the ancient Romans. The ancient Romans cared about the pebble in their shoes, so said Cato the Elder, a historian of those times. They cared not about what the legions were doing in Germania, but what the pebble in the shoe was. That was the price of wheat, for example, or the price of beef in the marketplace. Well, how's that working out for you? How'd the price of gas go from what it was when this transformational president was foisted upon us until now? Prices are way up. The average person isn't doing so well. And so something may happen out of the blue that we don't expect, that he can't control, that will collapse his presidency within a year or two. It's certainly possible. His ego is so large, his arrogance is so apparent, that nature will react. They say nature abhors a vacuum, but I'll comment on that statement. I will say that nature also abhors a tyrant. And this man has tyrannical elements within his personality. And I believe that nature will, in some way, react. I don't know how. I feel the augurs are such that he's begging fate to intervene. This man is very much like Icarus, to use a metaphor from Greek times. Do you know what the myth of Icarus was? It's a very interesting one, and I taught it to my children when they were young, because children are very egotistical. Children think they can do anything. I knew children, not my own, when they were 5 years old, thought they could fly because they watched Superman. This happened in Queens, New York. There was a kid who thought he could fly. His mother bought him a Superman costume and a cape, and he jumped off the top of his stairs, and he threw himself down the steps. He found that he couldn't fly. He didn't die, broken arm. I'm talking about a padded, carpeted set of steps in Queens, New York. Thank God he wasn't that dumb that he threw himself off the height of a building. But that's what a child does. And the myth of Icarus is such that the young man thought he could fly to the sun. He thought he was a god himself. And so what he did was he made wooden wings, and he glued feathers on these wooden frames with wax. And the feathers gave him wings. And he went on a mountaintop like skydivers or so much such people do today with synthetic contraptions. And he started to fly toward the heavens. And in the Greek myth, the closer he got to the sun, the hotter it got, obviously. And the sun melted the wax on his false wings. And the feathers fell off his wings, and he plummeted to earth. I'll take a break on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Does getting older for you mean more eye strain, eye fatigue, discomfort? As you age, your eyes may lose the nutrients they need for healthy function. If you're over 40, you're invited to try OcuBoost, a complete natural supplement for healthy eyes. OcuBoost helps replenish the nutrients your eyes need to support healthy vision, so you start seeing a real difference. And OcuBoost helps reduce occurrences of eye strain and eye fatigue. It even helps support healthy function in the macula of your eye. When you call right now, you'll get started on a 30-day risk-free trial of OcuBoost, because we feel that seeing is believing. Just call 1-800-839-3047. If you're over 40 and you're living with more eye strain, eye fatigue, or discomfort, call for your risk-free trial of OcuBoost. Just call 1-800-839-3047. That's 1-800-839-3047. Call 1-800-839-3047.
Futures trading involves substantial risk.
Hi, everyone. I'm Larry Levin, president of Trading Advantage. You may have seen me being interviewed on the financial networks. I'm on there a lot talking about the markets. My company is a leading educational firm teaching people how to become professional traders. My office is right here in the Chicago Board of Trade, and I've been on the floor for 22 years and ended up being one of the biggest traders in the S&P. Now I spend most of my time teaching people like you how to professionally day trade mini S&P futures. I actually wrote a book, How I Made $1.9 Million Trading in Only a Few Short Years. Now I'm giving you one of my most successful trading techniques and my daily market report for free. Just leave me your email address on my voicemail. Call 800-914-5567, and I'll email you my free trading technique and daily market report at no cost to you. Again, just leave me your email address on my voicemail at 800-914-5567. That's 800-914-5567.
Futures and options trading involves substantial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Business bad, capitalism evil. They can't get a job. They become a barrister. I'm not laughing at barristers. I go to coffee shops. It's a sad thing. You got people with degrees in musicology, barrister. Degrees in poli-sci from Harvard, barrister. A master's yet in poli-sci, barrister. And it's not a product of the society. It's a product of the fact that there's nothing you can do with degrees like that. They're useless. Useless.
Michael Savage.
It's not that the children are not that smart. They've been misled by people who run the colleges.
Weeknights at 6 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
That's all.
Hi, Joe Putnam here at my Chevrolet, Cadillac, and Buick and GMC truck dealerships in Burlingame. If you're in the market for a GM car or truck, just go to PutnamGM.com and ask for a special internet price quote. That's PutnamGM.com.
You know, one of the worst feelings is when you get up in the morning, turn your shower faucet on full blast in the home you may have owned for a long time, you hear some funny noises in the wall, maybe see some rusty water, then the water comes out about half the rate it should. If somebody flushes the toilet or turns on the washing machine while you're in that shower, you get scalded. Brian Sussman here. This low water pressure situation is likely due to old galvanized pipes that need to be replaced. Here's the good news. Plumbing Tech and Repipe Incorporated can fix this problem. Plumbing Tech and Repipe, locally owned, full-service plumbing company. They are copper plumbing specialists, and they can repipe your entire home in just a few short days. All the work 100% guaranteed, and their rates are extremely competitive. They service residential and commercial properties throughout the entire Bay Area. Mention KSFO and receive 20% off the entire project. For a free estimate, call Plumbing Tech and Repipe, 866-201-8682. That's 866-201-8682, or online, plumbingtechandrepipe.com.
Hey, everybody, it's Mel. You know, when my husband and I bought our home, you know what we did? The first thing, we called Greg O'Donnell. And then when we refied, we called Greg, and we refied again, and we called Greg. Well, of course, you see the pattern here, right? Really, whenever we have a financial question or concern, we call Greg. And now's your opportunity to take advantage of the low fixed rates. Right now, our good friend and fellow radio show host Greg O'Donnell is offering the Family Plus loan with an interest-only rate of 3.50%. So do yourself a favor and call Greg at 866-496-2300 right now to get that no-cost loan. So call Greg about that 3.5% loan right now at 866-496-2300 or visit them online at odonnellfinancialgroup.com.
Licensed by the Cal DRE number 01198426, NMLS number 298004, APR 3.65%. Not all applicants will qualify. Rates are subject to change. Remember, you must have an income as defined by the IRS.
New year, new you, and an even more amazing iHeartRadio to help get you through it. With over 1,500 live radio stations and 15 million songs. Download the free app now at iHeartRadio.com.
Tackling the subjects they told you never to talk about on the only conservative station in the Bay Area. Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
The myth and fall of Icarus. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Given the failed history of socialism, I have to ask you why you think Barack Obama appears intent on repeating the errors of Lenin and his followers. Very simple question, but that's what he's aiming to do. He wants to increase taxes and at the same time increase social services. The country is bankrupt. It doesn't matter to King Ludwig II. He doesn't understand history, or does he think he can bypass history? Does he think he is so great that he can simply reinvent the world and reinvent reality? Is he living in a failed reality? Does the man not understand reality because his entire life has been one of, well, let's not fool each other here. The man has been given a pass his whole life. He went to fancy schools. He was never poor. The whole world opened up from this, like the Red Sea parted for him. Got into one school after another on scholarships, on affirmative action. He was given the best of everything. It wasn't good enough for him. And now he wants to transform America. We don't know into what, but we can pretty much assume, because I've been around these louts from the universities, these hateful, jealous louts. No matter what they make, they're jealous of the businessman around them. No matter what they earn, they detest those who have better shoes, better cars, and better wives. And they like to take it from them. They think it should be theirs because they're so smart. Well, now he has everything, so you'd think, well, maybe that would temper him. You think that now he's riding around in Air Force One, and his wife has Air Force Two, and he's had the presidency for 4 years. You'd think he would stop this sophomoric rhetoric of transformationalism. But instead, he doubled down on it today, didn't he? Today he said, no, I'm not happy with what I've achieved. I want to really finish the dream. Well, what is that dream? Look, we know that man has always pushed himself to the limits, trying to achieve the impossible. But what is the impossible he's trying to achieve? Is it absolute redistribution of wealth? Is that the end game here? It ain't going to happen. He's asking that you let him and his federal bureaucrats control an increasing share of our nation's wealth and property. Already the federal government has a stake in many companies. They say that we don't, but we do, because we keep giving them money one way or the other through tax benefits or whatever. And yet Obama wants the state to control more of our property, more of our wealth. He's gotten complete control of our health care system. You'd think he'd be happy, right? No, now he wants to flood America with 30 million illegal aliens who will bankrupt the health care system to an extent you can't even imagine. He wants more control of our nation's energy so we can set the global thermostat. Are you going to give him that? There are consequences to this man's megalomania. There are consequences to his megalomania. I don't know what the end result is going to be. The trouble with socialism, as observed by a very brilliant woman, is that you eventually run out of other people's money. And yet he said today he wants to raise taxes for the producers. That's what he wants to do. That's part of his vision for the future. He wants to challenge nature itself and eliminate a slight warming trend in the history of the world. And how he's going to do that is control even more of your life, tax more of your life, give billions and billions of dollars in contracts that will produce nothing to more of his zillionaire corporate pirates. That's what he has in mind, and that's only the beginning. So it's a very sad day. It's not the best of times. It's the worst of times. To me, it is anyway. I don't like to go into these moods because it's very hard to do radio in a state of straight-out negativity. But I believe this is a very bad auguring for America. I believe the second incarnation of King Obama augurs ill for the future of America and the world. I believe that the international scene is in chaos as a result of this narcissist from the universities, and Hillary Clinton's globetrotting has done nothing but permit the Islamists to go haywire across the Arab Crescent. You wouldn't know that because of Wolf Blitzer and like-minded fellow travelers in the once proud American media. You wouldn't know any of this. And it can come to a crashing end without us even knowing how, when, where, or why. I pray it doesn't happen, frankly. But I believe nature not only abhors a vacuum, I believe nature abhors a naked tyrant. And I don't think this man is going to see his dream fulfilled. I believe something will come along to derail his plans to transform this country. I hope that it's a peaceful something. I hope that perhaps the powerful interests that have put this man in power will come to see that he threatens them. I hope that the buffets and the immelts who think that he is their puppet will come to understand that they are his puppet. Did you hear what I said? I hope that the immelts and the buffets and the others who think that he is their puppet will come to understand that they are his puppets, and suddenly they will understand the danger they are in. Because the day he turns on them is the day he will be out of office. And it will happen. He will get so drunk on his power that one day he and his wife will talk and say, you know what, I don't like the way they're looking at you. I don't like the way they're smirking. I don't like the way they think they own you, Barry, or whatever she may refer to him in private. I think you got to do something about GE not paying taxes on $5 billion in income. You know, I think you got to stop giving billions of dollars in subsidies to your friends in Hollywood. They didn't even come to your inauguration, Barry. The day that happens is the day of reckoning for Icarus. That's the day it's going to be. When he turns on these powerful interests that put him in power, he hasn't done it yet, but it will happen, and it will happen within 2 years is my guesstimate. Enough for this. There's nothing more I can say that I haven't already said. I'm not going to do this again tomorrow. I may not even do politics tomorrow. I may just do food tomorrow. I may do health tomorrow. I may do Doctor on Savage tomorrow. I may tell you about food poisoning that I got last Thursday night. I may tell you about a dinner I had last night with a wonderful man who was in many ways one of my inspirations, and I mentioned him before. I don't have the time to go into it right now. It was a last-minute invitation. I went out with him. He's a guy, without him, I don't think I'd be in talk radio without him even knowing it, because of the shtick he did back in the 50s. I was a little kid. And because he had the nerve to get up there with newspapers and just, you know, basically hector the news, I realized that improvisation in politics was a valid a valid ticket to the future. I'll tell you maybe a little bit more about him tomorrow. He's a great guy. You should know more about him. I'm not going to talk more about that tonight. I'll tell you that. But I will remind you again that I would like you to go to the Amazon.com website. I want you to read a bit from A Time for War, and I think you're going to understand why I dedicated it to all of the Navy SEALs and Rangers and other special forces who were killed in that helicopter crash under the greatest commander-in-chief since Attila the Hun. And you don't know anything about it, but that whole novel is about it. And it's also about who was behind it in a fictionalized way. And, of course, I've given it away. It's China, our good friends from China, the people that Madeleine Albright and Sandy Berger and other good, loyal Americans work around the clock for to make certain that they get their way with policy and profit here in the United States of America. It's all fictionalized in A Time for War because, my friends, the Bible was right. It is a time for war, and we're in one. We're in a war for our lives. We're in a war for the very life of our country, and we have a real battle ahead of us for the next 4 years. Let's have some music on the way out, guys. I think I've given it my all. I've sung my song. I feel like Jerry Lewis after a telethon, frankly. I feel that I have another big hour, which I will get through. It's pretty good the next hour. But after that hour, it's probably direct to Joe's Bar, wherever that is. It's the Savage Nation. Go to michaelsavage.com. Check out all the stories of the day. Check out A Time for War. If you like it, buy it on Amazon. Send it up the charts.
Savage. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Today, of course, is Inauguration Day. We've forgotten it's Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Which is interesting that Obama is so narcissistic and so egotistical that he has chosen to take Martin Luther King Jr. Day and usurp it with his own ego. He didn't have to choose this day for the day of inauguration, did he? Let's start with that. So that's who we have at the helm, a ceremony of self. The word inauguration is very interesting. Have you thought about the root of the word? No, no one does. No one thinks of roots except root canal. But inauguration. The Latin word is augur at the center of it. What does the word augur mean? To augur means to augur the future. It comes from the time in ancient Roman times. Religious officials foretold events by observing and interpreting signs and omens. Augur, a seer or prophet, a soothsayer. Augur, to predict, especially from signs or omens. To make predictions from signs or omens. So, in other words, inauguration is inaugurating the future of America and the world for the next 4 years. And so today's show on the Savage Nation is devoted to what does Obama's inauguration augur for America and the world? Not very good, I'm afraid. Not very good, I'm afraid. He immediately said that cutting back on Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security in any way is out of the question. He will not cut back in any way. He said he will immediately press for granting amnesty for illegal aliens. He will vow action on so-called climate change, which is a hoax. It's shocking that Obama's speech today augurs so ill for America. What about Libya? What about the disaster in Algeria? What about the fact that the Arab world is on fire as a result of his misconstrued policies? Not one word from the blank and sadly missing media. And so I say this day today is a very sad day in American history for more than one reason. Today's inauguration does not augur well for America. At least that's one man's opinion on the Savage Nation. We have 1,461 more days at the very least of this nightmare that befell us in 2008. The man is moving towards collectivism. The man is moving towards flooding the country with illegal aliens. The man is moving towards higher taxation without representation. In other words, everything that America does not stand for is what this man augurs. But let's look at what he's done so far if you think I'm being too harsh on Obama. What have his first 4 years been like as his second term begins today? Here they are. After running up the national debt by $5.8 trillion and taking 13 vacations over 83 days, Obama will begin his second term with an official swearing-in. After 4 years, the unemployment rate stands at 7.8%, exactly where it stood in January of 2009. It peaked at 10% in October of 2009. Obama's 22 pardons were the fewest granted by any commander-in-chief since James Garfield, whose presidency lasted just 200 days in 1881. Obama denied 1,019 pardon requests. He vetoed just two bills passed by Congress. He took 836 flights in Air Force One and 801 on the Marine One helicopter. He went on 113 golf outings, 52 of them at Andrews Air Force Base. The 800,000 or so people who attended today's festivities are about a million fewer than 4 years ago. The pomp and circumstance included performances by various and sundry entertainers. Notably absent from the inauguration were Steven Spielberg and Jeffrey Katzenberg, two of the people who originally raised money to put him in power. Attending was Harvey Weinstein. The question is, why were Katzenberg and Spielberg absent from the inauguration? What did they not get that they were promised by this man, Obama? On MichaelSavage.com, you'll find that fact, that statistic, as well as many other things. I must direct you to something I implore you to do. Please go to my new book, A Time for War, which is coming out in a few weeks. It's about a future time when we are at war with China, but not a war that you might expect. It's a war within, a war where China has slowly infiltrated the United States of America and is working to overcome the country with a secret attack, where only Jack Hatfield, a popular TV host hounded from his position by left-wing forces in the media for speaking the truth, tries to save the country from this greatest threat. What's interesting is it opens with my memorial to the Navy SEALs who were killed last year. You forgot about that. But our great commander-in-chief was commander-in-chief when 38 Navy SEALs plummeted to their death in Afghanistan in a single Chinook helicopter. We hear about the great victory over Osama bin Laden by our commander-in-chief, Obama. Why have you not heard about the death of all of these Navy SEALs? Well, you're going to hear about it. You're going to read about it. If you're a military wife in particular, I wish you would buy A Time for War as a memorial and give it to a friend so they remember what happened under Obama. More Navy SEALs died in this one incident than the entire history of the Navy SEALs. Read A Time for War. Order it now on Amazon.com. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher for donating. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com.
For over 60,000 California foster children, nights can feel long and lonely when you're away from familiar faces and places.
I miss my sister.
I miss my old school.
I miss my room.
Even something as simple as a pair of warm pajamas can make the nights a little easier.
Sometimes I get scared.
I can't sleep.
To help, Sleep Train is collecting pajamas for foster children big and small. Bring your gift of new pajamas, packaged socks, and underwear to any Sleep Train, and they'll be given to a local foster child in need. You can also donate online at sleeptrain.com.
Pajamas are like a hug.
On behalf of the foster kids in your neighborhood, Sleep Train thanks you.
Not everyone can be a foster parent.
But anyone can help a foster child.
Help a local foster child by bringing your gift of new pajamas to Sleep Train. Donate at any Sleep Train store or online at sleeptrain.com today.
Diamonds, the gift that lasts forever. The Jewelry Exchange imports their diamonds direct and has thousands of GIA diamonds guaranteed the lowest price. Certified 1-carat solitaires are $19.90, certified 3/4-carat $12.90, and certified half-carat $6.90. We have thousands of designer styles and will set your diamond while you watch. Seen it elsewhere? Bring us the design, and in most cases, we can customize it for you on our computer-animated design system and save you as much as 60%. Oval pendants similar to Tiffany's with 54 diamonds, just $249. 1-carat halo rings are $699, and 1-carat studs, just $399. The Jewelry Exchange has thousands of styles guaranteed to appraise for double. That's right, double. Some restrictions apply. Plus, no interest for 6 months. Buy factory direct and save. The Jewelry Exchange in Redwood City, 650-367-6500. That's 650-367-6500. Or shop at jewelryexchange.com.
They say every car on the road is a used car, which means every car at the curb or in the garage is an unused car, and a lot of times it's an unwanted car, too. If you have one of those, then why not donate it to the Cancer Fund of America? Just call 800-321-3023. Where live operators are available 7 days a week. We'll pick up your car, running or not in most cases, and do all the DMV and smog paperwork. Of course, you're eligible for a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your car is going to help support the Cancer Fund. All you have to do is call that phone number, 800-321-3023, to set the wheels in motion, literally. We take cars, trucks, vans, boats, RVs. Listen, if it used to carry you around and it doesn't need oats, call the number, 800-321-3023. The Cancer Fund of America needs you, and there are thousands of people who need the Cancer Fund of America. So call today, 800-321-3023. Thanks.
Mike Huckabee. You can't go and poke the eyes out of the other side every day and then walk in and say, oh, by the way, we really love you guys. We'd like to work with you.
On Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
When the fanatic murderer, Joseph Stalin, took over Russia, he attacked the free market in Russia as counter-revolutionary. He called the farmers kulaks. He had them arrested, taken off their land. The land was seized by the Soviet government. The government took over the farms, and 30 million Russians starved to death. He also killed many of the farmers. Today we are all becoming kulaks, all of us who believe in freedom, all of us who believe in the state-run madness that we see going on around us, all of us who see the most hateful, divisive president in American history, a man who never reaches out to the other party, a man who says that the half of America who didn't vote for him are terrorists, basically, and evil. Now, he doesn't say that, but he doesn't have to say that to the Kool-Aid drinkers who are getting the message. It's gotten so bad that West Point has been infiltrated by the thinking of the far left in Obama's cabinet. An article came out, West Point Center cites dangers of far right in U.S. It was in the Washington Times by Rowan Scarborough. And a lunatic professor at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point, New York, wrote this article. He said that America has been infiltrated by far-right groups such as the, quote, now listen, such as the Anti-Federalist Movement, which supports civil activism, individual freedoms, and self-government. So if you believe in self-government and individual freedoms, you are now a terrorist, according to West Point. This report was issued this week by the so-called Combating Terrorism Center at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point, New York. The center, which is part of West Point, lumps together limited government activists, such as those of you who want the government to balance its budget, with three movements that identifies as, quote, a racist white supremacy movement, an anti-federalist movement, and a fundamentalist movement. So in one fell swoop, this lunatic Israeli professor, who has been hired by West Point, has now said any Christian, any liberty-loving American, is a right-wing terrorist. Now, the West Point Center normally would have focused on Al-Qaeda and other Islamic extremists who are now operating in Asia, the Middle East, and Africa through violence. But in the latest study, it paints a broad brush of people it considers far-right, including you. It says that anti-federalists espouse strong convictions regarding the federal government. Those of us who believe the government is out of control, we believe the government is corrupt and tyrannical. You are now a terrorist. If you believe the government is intruding on individual civil and constitutional rights, you are now a terrorist. If you believe in civil activism, such as a membership in the Tea Party, if you believe in self-government or individual freedoms, you are now a terrorist. They then go on in this center. Now, listen to what I'm telling you. This is at West Point, our premier military academy. It's been infiltrated to this extent. You have to hear this. That's why I told you we are all kulaks today. Now, I have the story up on michaelsavage.com. I'm not going to read any longer from it. It was written by a man named Ari Perlega. I looked him up. Ari Perlega plied his trade in Israel before coming to America. He's a far-left radical who tried to undermine the so-called conservatives in Israel. This lunatic, Ari Perlega, directs the center. This is West Point Center. On terrorism. He teaches social sciences at West Point. A Republican congressional staffer who served in the military said this: if the Defense Department is looking for places to cut spending, this junk study is ground zero. Shouldn't the Combating Terrorism Center be combating radical Islam around the globe instead of perpetuating the left's myth that right-wingers are terrorists? You hear this? Now, you would say, why am I focusing on such an obscure professor at West Point? Because equally as dangerous as this treasonous schmuck professor teaching our cadets is the fact that those cadets at West Point have already been brainwashed by layer upon layer of communist teachers and professors before they even arrived at West Point. What you don't know is that there is a revolution that has occurred in this country with the election of Obama. Obama knows he's the head of the left-wing vanguard. He knows that anyone who doesn't vote for him is now a kulak and an enemy of the state. And he knows that when he gets total control of the military, all bets are off, which is why they bought 900 million rounds of hollow point bullets. And then, of course, went after limiting, in a certain way, so-called assault rifles. Where do they get their information about the American far right? Listen to what this Israeli anti-American wrote at West Point. Quote, to begin with, the American far-right is characterized by a large base of supporters who are usually engaged in low-level violence. So you are now engaged in low-level violence, according to the radicals at West Point. It should be noted, he wrote, that most of these low-sophisticated spontaneous attacks have received relatively little attention from the media, political authorities, and law enforcement, while a few mass casualty attacks attracted most of the attention, meaning that although we're focused on 9/11, the real danger are the white males in America who are doing violence without anyone knowing it. Nobody knows what the evidence is. And when you try to find out who the hate groups are that he's talking about, you refer back to the mad world of all of the groups that have supported Obama from the beginning, including those that you know and those that you may not know. I don't even want to name them because they're pathetic. I'd like to ask you something. It's a simple question. Since left-wing fanatics have now penetrated every avenue of our culture, from Hollywood to the newspapers and now even to West Point, can you name terrorist groups that are not mentioned by this West Point anti-American professor who calls anyone who disagrees with him a member of a hate group? At the same time, you're calling 855-400-7282, 855-400-SAVAGE. I'm not going to talk about guns today. I will not do it. I'm through with it. It's been done now for 2 weeks. I'm burned out by it. We know the story. There's nothing more to be said. Don't call me on a gun question. I will not take it. So, I mean, if you want to talk about executive actions on guns to control violence, why don't we talk about executive actions on putting a camera lock on Tarantino's camera, or a mouth lock on Harvey Weinstein, or a brain lock on Oliver Stone? I mean, you could talk about that as well. They should be able to make these movies, but they should be banned from being shown in America because they instill violence in people and they provoke violence in people. Everyone knows that. I don't need another fake study to tell me that it doesn't. You go to a movie, you can come out one way or the other, no way, moved one way or another. You come out in love, you can come out full of hate. You come out full of inspiration, you know. So, look, I'm not a guilt-ridden hitchhiker in radio. I am not a guilt-ridden hitchhiker who simply jumps on a cause in order to sound clever. And the thing is, you have to understand that we have a limited amount of time to study what is going to happen to us in this country. And one of the things I want to talk about is not so much the fact that we have a ruling junta enacting government anarchy at every turn, which we know about, but how Obama uses hatred, raw hatred, as a tool in a way it's never been used in America. If you say hatred as a unifying agent used by politicians, you'll think of Hitler. You will think of Stalin. You will think of Mussolini. You will think of Pol Pot. You'll think of Mao Zedong. But you'll never think of hatred when you say Obama, because he's the most clever practitioner of hatred I've ever seen in my life. He's the most skilled purveyor of hatred I've ever seen. What is his tool? He makes the rich the enemy. He makes you hate them. Who are the rich? The people who put him in power. And they get tax exemptions. Then he says gun owners are the evil ones. Makes you hate them. He doesn't overtly say hate white people, but he hints at it. He hates those. He makes you hate those who are polluters, as though everyone who is against the overarching Environmental Protection Agency is a polluter, which, of course, we are not. And so he's trying to harness hatred because it's the most accessible of all unifying agents amongst the masses. And that's why I want to talk about hatred today on the Savage Nation, about the, well, all of the things that I just mentioned. It's the Savage Nation. If you care to join the conversation tonight, it's 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. There's actually no way to unify the topics tonight into one. I can't create a single question about guns, executive orders, and the flu and flu vaccine. Unless I would say, do you think that shooting a gun reduces your risk of the flu? I mean, which is absurd. I couldn't do that. I'm a lunatic will call and say, well, Mike, I've been shooting 500 rounds a week for years and I never got the flu. Well, that would be invalid, so we can't do that. Michael Savage with the last word in talk radio every day. So we're going to talk about executive orders. We're going to talk about the medical pharmaceutical complex is very powerful in this country. And the government medical complex is even more powerful, as you know, because the first thing dictators do in any country is enact socialized medicine, which is why Obama did it. This is why Pelosi put so much of her stock in getting Obamacare through at all costs, because a dictatorship must control you from cradle to grave. It must control one-fifth or one-fourth of the economy through medication. It must control you any way it can. And so it's very important that we talk about these subjects in the Savage Nation. Now, the CDC, of course, is a front group for the government. The independent scientists have long been gone from the CDC. I'm immensely familiar with the CDC. I remember when it was once a sterling organization. That ended around the 1980s when the AIDS epidemic occurred. There was a purge, and people were put into the CDC. Only the people who were, let's say, on the same wavelength as the current philosophy at that time were allowed to work in policy in the CDC. And it's gone downhill ever since. The health department's the same across America.
Savage.
Michael Savage here. Now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2013, resolve to protect your most valuable assets, your family. Every day we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Natural disasters, hurricanes, tornadoes, unemployment, food shortages, slaughters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I only recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. from breakfast through dinner. WiseFoodStorage.com ready-made foods are packaged for freshness in individual pouches. Do you know that they carry up to a 25-year shelf life? They're prepared in minutes just by adding water. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today, and guess what? You get a free entree sample. Did you hear that? For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. And be sure to mention the promo code SAVAGE for a free sample and free shipping on any order. You've got to be ready and you've got to be wise with WiseFoodStorage.com.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fox, Shot Talk 560 KSFO. San Francisco police say a dozen people were cited or arrested last night in post-49ers victory celebrations, mostly for drunk in public. Guy Fieri is hoping Notion will open a wine tasting room on the site of a 5-acre Sonoma County vineyard he bought last year. The Press Democrat reports the star of Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives has submitted plans for a tasting room and a commercial kitchen to be built in an Italian style. And it took 17 years, but they got their man. Jose Ochoa was 25 when he escaped from a prison in Tulare County. He was found late last week, 220 miles away, living in a basement at a home near Fontana. Traffic, northbound 101, University Avenue in East Palo Alto, the right lane and the left lane blocked because of an injury crash. CHP is there. Look for some delays getting in between. Other than that, not bad out there. I'm Dave Fowkes, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
Where were you when your identity thief robbed you? The airport Wi-Fi connection last week? The free wireless at your hotel? Or that mobile hotspot where you got coffee? When connecting to Wi-Fi through smartphones and laptops, you could be inviting identity thieves in, potentially handing over everything. Bank accounts, social security numbers, passwords, and basically saying, go ahead, destroy my credit, and take over my bank accounts. LifeLock Ultimate is the only identity theft protection service that monitors for bank account takeover fraud. It's the line between panic and protection. Enjoy the peace of mind that comes from arming yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or make the quick call today and mention Enroll 60 to get 60 days risk-free. If you're not happy, call LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment and you won't pay a cent. See LifeLock.com for details. Call 1-800-567-9916. 1-800-567-9916. 1-800-567-9916. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Attention credit card customers who may have spent a little too much this holiday season, putting them into credit card debt. Every 3 minutes, another person falls further into credit card debt, and many credit card companies have nearly doubled their minimum monthly payment. Now people can barely afford to keep up, but we have great news. Thanks to a powerful program, anyone with $2,000 or more in credit card debt can cut their credit card payments up to half and reduce or eliminate interest charges altogether. We are a nationwide nonprofit helping U.S. residents cut their credit card payments for 20 years. Call 800-643-6935. The call and information are free.
I cut my payment by over $600 and saved over $25,000 in interest.
We've helped over 300,000 people eliminate their credit card debt, and now we can help you. Call 800-643-6935 to see how this powerful nonprofit program can work for you. Get free of credit card debt today. Call 800-643-6935. That's 800-643-6935. Again, 800-643-6935.
Homeowners, in today's world, no neighborhood is immune from burglaries. Get a state-of-the-art monitored home security system for Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, and get peace of mind today. Call right now, 1-888-213-2244. 1-888-213-2244. Local permit fees may be required. License number CAACO6320, KY City of Louisville 483, and FLEC13003427. Call for additional numbers. Call now, 1-888-213-2244.
We're mid-sized businesses, the engines of a smarter planet.
Our business depends on the movement of information.
Sure, we could use a free file transfer solution like FTP.
But if our file transfers, payments, or orders are interrupted, then our business is interrupted.
Which makes that free solution quite costly.
Instead, we rely on Sterling Connect Direct from IBM.
24/7, unattended, uninterrupted, continuous data transfer.
Learn more at ibm.com/engines/connect.
This is the number one talk station in the Bay Area. Strong, proud, and always conservative. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Michael Savage says, don't trust feds on flu shot. You know, I have a new secret weapon in talk radio. It's in my hand. I can't give you the brand, My son gave it to me. It's a facial spray. Moisturizes, refreshes, and tones. It's amazing. It's like a spritz, like a water spray in your face. Ingredients, aqua nitrogen, composition, and milligrams, blah, blah, blah. It's good. What would you like to talk about? I got great callers here. Vaccines, no vaccines. Guns, no guns. I'm really moving towards something else internally. I know I'm moving somewhere. I can't tell where yet. I could feel my show changing inside my my entrails. It changes from the brain to the gut. It's a gut-brain thing, talk radio. You start with an idea or two. You have poor people working on it for 12 hours. And then if you're me, in the middle of discussing it, you lose interest in it and move on to something else. And it works because it keeps me going. I don't know quite what I want to talk about. I'm not quite into it. I could feel. What's on TV right now? What could they be watching other than listening to me across America? That's peak television hour right now. What's on? The Wallbanger? Is Hammer on right now? Is Drywall on? Who's on? Him or O'Shaughnessy? Which one of the two is on? Which of the two? Anyone know who's on Fox right now? Which one of the two malarkey throwers is on? No one's answering. I'm not talking to myself. I got 25 people working for me, and no one could tell me which one of the malarkey throwers is on. All right, what's the difference? I wanted to talk about hatred, Obama's tool. He's a very clever demagogue. All presidents have a streak of demagoguery in them to get where they are. Let's start with that. They know mass movements. They've studied. It's Tackhammer is on right now. He is looking more and more. It's a shame. It's like the portrait of Dorian Gray. The older he gets with the hair down the middle apart, and as it turns gray and he gets a little pudgy, he looks increasingly like Lou Costello. Hey, Abbott! Well, O'Reilly would be Abbott now that I think about it. If you put the both of them on the stage, O'Reilly would be Abbott and Tackhammer would be Costello. So Obama understands mass movements. He's a smart fellow. He studied them. He knows that from Moses to Pol Pot, from Moses to Hitler, Mussolini, Stalin, there were mass movements. Moses was an insider of mobs, when you think about it. I mean, we put him up on a platform, but Moses knew how to sell a crowd an idea. He saw how to do that. He knew how to do that. He knew how to get the masses to listen to him. Moses said that he heard God, and the masses listened to him. Whether he heard God or not, we'll never know. I wasn't there. You have a right to believe or not to believe. I choose to believe. I'm not telling you whether to believe or not to believe, because at the end of the day, you'll be screaming like everyone else in the last days of your life. You'll be begging God to either put you out of your misery or save you. So it doesn't matter what you think right now in the prime of your life. You'll be a screaming mess like an infant at the end, with illegal aliens having to clean you up. It's horrible. And once you understand that even the power mad are in the same, trapped in the same... This is interesting to me. See, we're all here at the same time on Earth. Obama, you, me, whoever you are listening to this show. I know this sounds trite to some and profound to others, but I'll continue the line of thought. We're all alive at the same time through the course of evolution and through the course of human history. We're sharing something together. We're on the same planet at the same time, which is pretty miraculous. In that sense, we have a lot in common, incidentally, whether you know it or not. And to vilify our political enemies, and I'm guilty of it like everyone else, I don't think it's going to get us where we want to go. It's almost as though you have to dance with them and embrace them in order to show the people the dark side of the dancing partner. Because if you continue to point and say, he's different, he's no good, he's bad, he's this, okay, yeah, you're going to win some converts that way. But if you embrace the enemy and dance with the enemy, the people are going to come to see how out of step the enemy really is, that he's not dancing with America. That's one thought that I have today. But hatred is a unifying agent for all politicians. Why does hatred work? Why does it work for Obama to teach you, the Obamaites, to hate the rich, when in fact it's the rich who put him in power and keep him in power, the bankers, for example, who broke the economy, manipulated it? I pointed it out in my genius book, Trickle Up Poverty, and many of you saw the truth of that book. It was a heck of a book. Then Trickle Down Tyranny, I showed you what he was going to do with that power. Many of you saw that truth. But he used hatred while making believe he was not using hatred. See, the old-time fire and brimstone dictators used hatred and showed you they were full of hate, like Hitler. When you say dictator, you say Hitler. Screaming, yelling, fuming hatred. That wouldn't work today. You can't move a mass movement in America with hatred. It will not work. Impossible. So what you do is you trick them. You make believe you're a nice guy when you're seething with hate. Seething with hatred. It comes out every once in a while, like Mrs. Obama saying, for the first time in my life, I love America, when her husband was elected. So he hates the rich, and the rich put him in power. Now, it makes you think that he hates gun owners when he's surrounded by gun owners who protect him. Then he hates polluters. Who doesn't hate a polluter? But he makes you think that anyone who doesn't vote for the insanity of the fake insanity of the green liars is a polluter, when we're not. And then he makes you think that he has the voice of God in his ears, although God is a dirty word, so he doesn't say it's God. He has the voice of Gaia in his ears. And then he harnesses the masses, and he harnesses them, and he can sweep away empires. He can sweep away armies, all because he is the all-powerful. That's a mass movement. What's interesting to me is that Obama has eliminated the external enemy. All dictators that I've studied have unified the people through a foreign enemy. Obama has made domestic enemies his number one priority. This is very dangerous. If you look back in American history since World War II, we've had foreign enemies. In the Korean time, it was the North Koreans. Rightly so. It's a dictatorial starvation regime. In Vietnam, it was the Vietnamese. Rightly or wrongly, they were our enemy. At least that's what we thought. Of course, we've had a revisionist view on that one. Don't tell that to the men who came home broken from it or ruined from it. But nevertheless, that's over with. It turns out that the war was fought for tungsten and for issues other than communism, because now they have an economy that's booming certainly better than our economy. How'd that happen? How'd you figure that one out? So now we no longer have the Soviet Union, the Russians, as an enemy. Now we don't have the Chinese as an enemy. Obama and this new character that they're trying to put into the CIA is the most worrisome guy I've ever seen. The guy who said he was a hippie with long hair and an earring and was loved by Muslims. Shocking. Shocking. Even the French didn't buy that BS crap. The French just bombed the Islamists in Mali, and this moron he wants to put into the CIA says all Muslims are loving all over the world. That should, on the face of it, should disqualify him as being a lunatic. A lunatic. So what unifying agent of hatred is Obama and his nuts, the nuts who surround them, using? You. You. For the first time in post-World War II history, we no longer have a foreign enemy. Instead, we have a government that has made the American people the enemy. But which American people? Those of you who listen to the Savage Nation are the enemy of this government. You are the rich. You own guns. You're probably mainly white people, and you're a polluter. So you are the enemy of the Obama vision for the future of the world, and he has you in his sights. See, that's what I really wanted to talk about, the danger that we're really in. It goes well beyond guns and well beyond flu vaccines, which are ineffective or dangerous. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, welcome to 2013. This is year five of trillion-dollar deficits, year five of negative interest rates, year five of the Fed trying to pump up an economy while politicians stab it to death with higher taxes and massive new regulations. This is absolutely insane. It's like watching a slow-motion wreck. We are not a crash dummy. For over a decade, I've offered you an option that has increased in value over five times since 2002. Gold, gold, gold. Politicians thrive on keeping Americans in a perpetual state of emergency and fear. Not me. I'm informed. I'm reading The Great Debasement by Craig Smith for peace of mind. So protect your family. Get a free copy. What do you got to lose? Call 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN for the simple truth. Get a free copy of the book. Call 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN. Why don't you let me, Michael Savage, and Swiss America help you before these idiots in Washington destroy our children's future? Call 800-289-2646. Don't be a crash dummy.
As many as 7.5 million Americans have psoriasis, and many of them suffer in silence, hiding their itching, flaking, and discomfort. If you're living with psoriasis, your new life begins now. when you call for a risk-free trial of SebaClear. SebaClear provides fast, topical relief of skin psoriasis. SebaClear helps to stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by your psoriasis. Even if you've tried everything else, even if you've suffered for years, imagine living without discomfort and embarrassment, and without wearing long clothes to hide your psoriasis. We're so confident you'll love your skin after using SebaClear that we're offering it risk-free. But you have to call now.
Call 1-800-486-2310. That's 1-800-486-2310. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-486-2310. That's 1-800-486-2310.
Hey, Brian Sussman here, and a lot of people ask me where I buy my gold and silver from. Desert Gold Exchange. That's right, Desert Gold Exchange. Family owned and operated, a perfect rating with the Better Business Bureau, no complaints ever filed, and they are experts. They know the market oh so well. And the thing I really like is because they're family owned and operated, they treat you like a valuable customer, not a quick transaction. Better prices, lower commissions, fast delivery. Generally takes only 2 to 3 days to get your products. And by the way, if you're thinking of converting your IRA or 401k into gold, call Desert Gold Exchange right away. I'll give you the phone number in just a moment because they can help you through that process. Again, Desert Gold Exchange, 20 years of experience in the gold business. They're my dealer of choice, 888-852-4343. Call them today, 888-852-4343, online, desertgoldexchange.com.
Hi, I'm Fabio Giotta from Cafe Trieste. There's nothing like a fresh cup of espresso made the right way. After almost 6 decades of our family serving some of the finest coffee on the planet, I can confidently say I know great coffee. It takes careful selection of the best beans, lovingly roasted and blended, and a quality espresso machine handled by a knowledgeable barista. That's why when one of our Cafe Trieste locations needed a new paint job, we called Armstrong. It's about using quality paint, proper preparation and tools, and most importantly, a dedicated and knowledgeable painter. There was no question about who to call. It was Armstrong. Cafe Trieste and Armstrong have been around a long time, and that says something. So if you want to taste the ultimate cup of coffee, stop by one of our Northern California Cafe Trieste locations. And if you want the ultimate paint job, call Armstrong. You know the number.
Not all paint is created equal. With Armstrong's private label titanium acrylic coating systems, you can paint year-round. Call today from any area code for your free estimate.
Phone 37s and 1234.
Securities and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci & Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies.
One way or another, 2013 is going to cost you money, no matter what tax bracket you're in. So what happens to your finances and your retirement plans? What kind of adjustment should you make? I'm financial advisor Pat Vitucci, and if you're worried, we should talk. As an independent financial advisor, I think I can help. How well prepared are you and your investments as the government reaches farther into your pocket? As an independent advisor with 15 Bay Area offices, I'm not obligated to any particular type of investments. I will try to do what is best for you. Call me anytime, 800-472-8305, for a complimentary consultation. 800-472-8305. 800-472-8305. And check don'tinvestandforget.com for upcoming events. Pat Vitucci, 800-472-8305.
Conservative, and not mad about it. Join the discussion with Governor Mike Huckabee, weekdays 9 to noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO. He'll come to the
Guajira!
Guajira, el sol te llama.
Entertaining you, I hope, on this Monday evening. A little Latin music from my youth. I still love it. No matter how depressed I get, music always lifts me up, always. The greatest. I don't know what it is. I hate piano concertos. They make me want to commit suicide. I don't even want to walk on a balcony at NYU when I listen to a piano concerto. It's beautiful music. I mean, the reason I want you to listen to some Cuban music is you may as well get used to it. You know, get used to 50s cars. Well, we'll get stuck with 2000-era cars. You'll be playing chess and checkers. You'll have no guns. You'll get free sugarcane, free tobacco from the government. There'll be no gasoline to speak of. You'll get a green coupon that you can use to drive your sewing machine so you can make flags for the new regime. It's crazy. You have no idea what can happen to this country under this ruling junta where there's government anarchy. You say it can't happen here. It is happening here, Schmen. Who was the guy who said that he destroyed Western civilization? Jerry Springer said it. I destroyed Western civilization. I think he has it right. He actually introduced the insanity of reality television. He destroyed Western civilization. I don't believe what I watch at night on TV. I'm getting crazy from it. Between mob wives who look like half the children in the schools in New York City, to one show after the other, the lower the common denominator, the more popular the show. So each race is debased by a particular reality show. You know, no, think about it. Each race is debased by a particular reality show. Like the Italian people are debased by Jersey Shore and or Mob Wives. This is another show that debases the Italian people and the Italian experience in America. Totally debases it. From Vesuvio Americas to a mob girl from Passaic. Unbelievable to me. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. Always a fun experience here. I don't know what's coming next. Nevertheless, each race is debased by a certain reality show. So then you have, I would say the Irish are debased by that jerk from Hawaii with the long hair, whose wife was fat and went on a diet. That fake guy who runs after, you know, felons. Who was that guy in Hawaii? That was one of the most nauseating shows ever done. Dog the Bounty Hunter. I would more or less say that debases the Irish people. I don't know his exact ethnicity. So then we don't have a Jewish show yet that shows, the Iranians are here. And someone told me that's a great show. And I'm talking about someone with 180 IQ said, you got to watch the Shahs of Beverly Hills. I said, why? She said, it's hysterical to see how they debase the Iranian people just by their activities. That they're more grotesquely exhibitionist bourgeois than the worst Brooklynite of the 1950s. I don't even know when it's on. So each race has a certain reality show that debases it now, all because of Jerry Springer. There's not one yet debasing the Jewish people that I can think of. I'm trying to think of one. There should be one made soon. Maybe I should write the script. Anyway, this is Michael Savage with the last word in talk radio. We are talking about the ruling junta in the White House, of course. We're talking about music, reality shows. We're talking about the vaccine. Very serious topics other than, I mean, death and taxes. I told you, that's inevitable. Old Ben Franklin said that himself. You're going to hear this about the executive actions over at Ad Infinitum. You're going to get some of them through. But you got to understand there's precedent for it. Don't blame me. G.H.W. Bush passed an executive order in 1989 halting the importation of some semi-automatic firearms. And he's going to do this as well. He's gonna placate the gun grabbers and move on, man, because even Harry Reid doesn't want to go through with it. Harry Reid is a very intelligent, clever politician, as you well know. Don't underestimate him, please. Anyone who calls these men stupid is an idiot themselves. There's nothing dumber than calling Obama stupid other than calling Harry Reid names. I mean, you're really on debasing yourself to say a thing like that. Harry Reid's smart enough to know he's from a state like Nevada where there's an awful lot of gun owners. They like it. They like the freedom. And he's not going to go ahead with any gun banning. He is so opposed to it. So, and he's the most powerful senator right now, I think it's going to be a very, very mild slap in the face, you know, a little of this, a little of that. And we've all talked about the importance of this. And the best article written on the subject of guns, and I don't want to go into guns, it almost gets boring at a certain point, is an article by a guy that is on Fox News, who I don't really quote much. But, you know, I step out of my ego. I don't care who they're with. If they write something good, even if they ban me, even if they don't like me, even if they go along with the malarkey throwers on Fox News, Judge Napolitano wrote a great article. I put it on michaelsavage.com. I'm looking for it. I'm looking for the right headline. Pardon me. Judge Napolitano, Second Amendment about shooting tyrants, not deer. Bingo. It says it better than anybody. So I forgive him that he works for the leprechaun and he has to do what they say and they ban me. They can have Islamists on, perverts, pimps, prostitutes, anti-Americans, but not Michael Savage. So in essence, the Fox News is like the England of America. 1-855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. And we are now living with a ruling junta, not an imperial presidency. Let's take some calls on all the topics. Mike on WABC, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hey, Mike, you were talking about before shows that debase a certain group of people. You're trying to figure out a show that debased the Jewish people. Could it be that phony Larry David and Curb Your
Enthusiasm? Oh, you're right. Larry David has done more to damage the image of the Jewish people than Woody Allen. Oh. Yes, in television, he should get a Golden Globe in the debasement of the Jewish people. Right. That's right. Like Jersey Shore debased the Italian people. The Shahs of Beverly Hills debased the Iranian people. Dog the Bounty Hunter probably debased several different races. English, Irish, Scotch. And, Curb Your Enthusiasm has debased the Jewish people permanently. The Jews can never come back from Larry David. No, you're right about him. I haven't talked about him for a year. He used to agitate me. I'd go crazy watching him. I thought he was the worst thing since Woody Allen. He made Woody Allen look like a almost rabbinic saint, what Larry David did. When he peed on a picture of Jesus in one of his segments, I stopped watching him. That was the last straw for me. Jerk. Mike, thank you for being such an acute social observer. That's what radio is at a certain point. I mean, look, politics are one thing. They're fun. And you can only get agitated up to a point. But then at another point, if talk radio is to be entertaining, it's got to be about social observation. You know what I'm saying, doesn't it? Don't you enjoy when I'm a social observer because I'm good at it? Why am I good at it? Because I'm a man of the street. I actually walk in the phlegm-coated streets of San Francisco. I walk through the phlegm-coated streets of the immigrant communities to see what our future will look like. Then I throw my galoshes away. I didn't even have to go to San Francisco now. The pollution is spreading. I go to a certain Indian place in Marin County once in a while. I call it Indian 2. I'm giving up on Indian 1 because they cut back. The pieces of chicken are getting scrawny. Remember I told you they'd be driven out of business? The immigrants were coming in and abusing them. They were eating like 10 plates. It says all you can eat for $8.95. So they were getting Mexicans and Guatemalans with the leaf blowers. They'd come in. They parked the leaf blowers outside. I don't blame them. They're poor guys. They're strapping. It says all you can eat. The guy would eat until it was a plate of bones 3 feet high. I went to the Indian. I said, you got to tell him to stop. You'll go broke. But the guy is a nice guy. No, it's okay. Can't say it. I said, you're going to go broke. Then you got the welfare grifters who come in with the kids and they're slipping them like food on the side and not paying. So I go to the Indian. I say, I like the guy. You got to charge him for the kid. No, it's okay. They're going to go out of business. So today I go to Indian 2 up in San Rafael, California. Much better. I must tell you, the chicken's moister. Much bigger spread, and they're crowded. So I talked to the owner, and I said to him, what do you do personally if someone eats too much at an all-you-can-eat? I tell them never to come back. I said, good. I said, what do you do if they bring a kid in and try to slip him a piece of bread? I tell him to pay for the kid's dinner. Good, 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 good. He's smart. It's all-you-can-eat doesn't mean be a chaza. Don't be a pig. Chaza is an old Indian word for pig. It's from the Sioux tribe. That should have brought a few laughs. Some scotch got spilled in Boca Raton over that one. Oh, where's the Boca caller? Is she up there? No? I raised one simple question, and this is not meant to offend. As you know, I'm not an offensive type of personality. It's not confrontational either. Polite question aimed at my ruling junta and to the Mandarins who run the government. How many of the Mandarins who run our government took the flu shot? How many in the inner circle, the ruling junta, took the actual flu shot or were warned and told them on the side, listen, don't, are you kidding me? We have no idea what the heck we put in there, but we got to sell 300 million shots by the end. So we're not going to give you anything. Just, did they take it? I don't know. Now, publicly, if they did go out and put the arm out and take the shot, you wouldn't know if it was a blank. Anyway, you would have no idea. You know, it's all staged. The whole thing is like Capricorn 1.
Savage.